B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, cuz?
Good morning, everybody. And it's a special day. It's a special day. Live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. My haunt. I feel like I'm home again. It is opening day in Philadelphia. That's right, opening day. I know it's cold and a little wet and rainy outside, but it feels like it's 80 and sunny because baseball's back. And baseball in our area, we have a special relationship with the sport. We do. As much as we're a sports town, right? So we have different relationships. We love our football. We love our basketball. We don't really love the Flyers right now, but, you know, we love our hockey, the whole thing. Baseball is a special thing in Philadelphia. And I go back to my own childhood, having spent so many afternoons at Veterans Stadium with my mother and my aunt and my cousin and my father and my sister. And we used to always go to games. My dad would take me, my mom would take me, and we would always be there. And then, of course, as you get older, and I do that with my boys and go down to that incredible Xanadu of Citizens Bank Park, which is a great place. It is a beautiful place. And this sport, watching everybody get excited, that run of 07 through 11 was some of the greatest moments, greatest memories that I've ever had. It started when I was a kid, and I remembered the 1980 team with Larry Bowe, who we had on, Michael Jack Schmidt, who we'll have on a little bit later on today, and throughout 93 and that incredible team, and then the Ricky Bowes of the world, and leading up to Chase and the Big Piece and Jimmy Rollins, right? I mean, the whole thing. And I feel like there is a newness with the Phillies. I feel like we got them back. I feel like they were held hostage by Klentak and the analytics crew, and, you know, I mean, the pandemic and everything hit, and finally it feels like the Phillies are back, and that fat pea or the skinny pea or the maroon or the Phillies red, the pinstripe, the baby blue, all those images, well, they're important in our lives, and they're at the forefront today. And so today, I want to celebrate the Phillies. I want to celebrate baseball. There's something about baseball and the fact that it's there as a constant companion, right, throughout the summer, and it takes us from the cold spring like today through the hot summer and the shore, hopefully, to October baseball and a red October. And there's something special about that. When your team is good, it's a lot of fun. It's something you can follow. It's a whole story that you follow. It unfolds daily every night on your television at 7:05. And all the people that were all part of it, we'll talk about them all today, from Harry the K to you name it, all those guys who worked, to Charlie, to all those guys that wore the pinstripes. And I know I got a very excited friend of mine to my left here at Chickies and Pete's. I know he's pumped up. He's actually got the baby blue jersey on, the old school with the fat P, the Chunas. Good morning, Chunas.
What's going on, man? It's a holiday.
It is a holiday.
It's like Christmas.
It is. I feel it. I feel the same way. I'm kind of over the moon with it.
Yeah.
Because I think that it feels, in all that we've been through, it feels like we're, you know, coming out of it, and it feels like baseball is back. And it felt like even last year was a weird year. It was a,
yeah, you know, 60-game season.
You know, it did weird doubleheaders, and it was just a
mess. You said it best, right? Yesterday when you introduced Larry Bowie, you were like, it feels good to have baseball back, because last year felt like a, let's just get it in to make some money.
Yeah.
Because that's what it was last year.
It was.
Let's get the TV revenue and have a bogus season.
Yeah. And it's funny because most opening days are like this. right?
Yeah,
because like
weather.
You're like, we'll have days where, you know, last week it was sultry and warm.
It's beautiful,
70, right? And you know, for some reason, opening day comes around, turns cold again in April. Like we'll have those warm spells in March, and it gets cold in April. And you know what? It doesn't matter. It feels like it's 82 and sunny outside as we get ready for Phillies baseball.
Yeah, it feels games. Right to have baseball back. And, you know, I was listening to Joe Girardi yesterday when he was on with Mike.
Yeah, I listened to it,
and
too.
Mike asked him about opening day, and he said, you know, obviously my favorite opening day was the first time as a player. But he says this year's going to feel different because last year there was no fans and the 60-game season. And this is his first year with fans as the Phillies manager, right? Because last year was his first year with the team, and there was
it was
so weird.
Yeah, it wasn't even real in a lot of ways, right? You're doing Zoom news conferences.
Oh my god,
it's just a strange.
Like, it's gonna be allowed 8,800 people today. I would hope.
I think so. Yeah,
I would hope.
And they were talking about by the end of the year, we'll have
50% by May 2nd.
And
I think it
packed,
is.
Yeah, you know, in the summer,
and when they're making their run.
That's right.
You got 45,000 people in that building.
I'm optimistic with this opening day, and that's the beauty of opening day. The beauty of baseball is, you know, when it comes around, and for us, it feels like it's been a couple of years now.
Yeah.
So it's even bigger for us. But that optimism, which I like, right, which I appreciate, is like all abound. It's everywhere. And I think they're good. I mean, I do. I think they have, you know, good rotation, great top of rotation. I think they'll hit the ball. You know, I think they're better in the bullpen. We'll give you the lineup coming up. If you haven't heard it, it's going to be fun. I think they're going to be a good team. This over-under of 80.5 or 81.5, depending where you get it, I think they're a stone over. I really do.
I locked it in today.
Did you?
81.5.
My man.
I locked it in.
I agree with you, man. I think it's a minimum of 82, and I'm thinking more like 85.
85 is the number I 86, keep on. It keeps coming to my mind.
Yeah.
And I've heard the people say, hey, maybe it could get up to 90. You know, I don't know. But 85 still means you're in the mix. 85 means this season, you know, the Phillies are relevant this year.
Oh, totally.
And that's what I'm begging for, is relevancy, because we haven't had it in a long time. You know, I always forget. Jim Salisbury brought it up last time. It's been since 2011.
Dude, you know.
11.
I think back to, as we're sitting here, Tickies and Pete's on Packer Avenue, and, you know, I did a show here for years.
Like right.
15, whatever, when it opened in 04. And, I mean, Andrew, that run, like this was an epicenter. Of the 07, right? We were excited in 07 because it was like, wow, they're in. They had lost a key series. It ended against the Astros with a weekend series. But that was the beginning of the hope, right? Like we were hooked. They had beaten the Mets in like an epic game earlier that year. It was awesome, right? Like, and you knew that they were going to be good.
Right.
And then they make the playoffs and... I'm sorry, the Astros series was 06.
06 when it fell apart.
Yeah, right. But we knew then they were going to make a run. 07 is the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah.
Right?
Damn you, Kaz Matsui.
Yeah.
Grand
Slam. Wow, my God. I'm thinking about it now. Chapter and verse, right? We were, oh my God, that's crazy. They played, we had the first two games here, and you're right, Kaz Matsui with a Grand Slam. And they got swept out. It was like freezing cold in Colorado on a Friday night. But you knew that there was something special.
Right.
And in 08, it was just an amazing story. What a great story.
It's
the whole
10
year.
10 years, man. 10 years since they've made the playoffs. Well, this would be 10 years.
And that 11, it ends so abruptly.
Yeah.
That was the one. Listen, the runs were amazing, right? I loved 09. World Series against the Yankees, Cliff Lee, you know, Chase goes wild in the World Series. 10 was against the Giants, that friggin' Cody Ross. I'll never forget. He got hot.
You, Cody Ross.
Plus, you know, I was a big Raul fan. I'm big Ibanez. I used to love Ibanez. But he had an error in extra innings against the Giants that cost them the game, probably the series. And then you follow that up with one bloody nil. Phillies and Cardinals, and they had wrecked Carpenter in the opener.
Yeah.
And then the next, remember, the Cliff Lee blows the lead in that series. And then it's game five. And that was another Friday night, Junis. I can tell you exactly how it went. I remember it like it was yesterday. It's game five. It's a little chilly that night. And it was like the winds had turned to autumn. And Doc, who got into trouble a lot early, right? Yep. Like, Doc would get in trouble in the first inning, and then he would, you know, work. He was like
dominant,
a magician.
Right.
He'd work his way out, and then he would just settle down, and you couldn't touch him. So he gets nicked for a run, and it could have been a lot worse, but he gets nicked for a run, and then that was it, Andrew, right? He goes in lockdown mode. Mm-hmm. And then the Phillies, they just... There was, in the third inning, two on, one out, Ibañez
shot
hits a, I mean, yes, and it's to right center, and it got up a little bit, and the wind knocked it down, because it was, you know, usually the ball flies out of there,
oh,
right?
My God, yeah.
But because it had gotten colder, the ball didn't carry as well, and it just dies. It dies in the alley. And which should have been a three-run homer. And then it was that, and you know this feeling, right, where you got to scrape a run. You got to get somebody on base.
Got to squeeze in the bag.
Yeah, in the sawdust, right? And you're squeezing it. And it was just torture. Just torture. And in fact, my Anthony was, I'll never forget, my Anthony was a baby.
Right.
And that game was on Friday night. Sunday morning, I gave Charlie like a day. Like, I saw him after the game, but I gave him a day. I didn't want to, like, leave him alone. And I called him on the phone Sunday morning. I'm walking down South Street with the
carriage.
Thank you. And we talked for like 3 hours. And he was like, hey, I can't believe it. I can't believe you lost.
Wait, it was the best team.
I'm like, you had the four
aces. The best
aces.
Team didn't win the World Series.
They're the four aces. And if they get past the Cardinals, they win.
Right. Yeah.
But that's the beauty of baseball.
And then it died.
It did.
It's been dead ever since.
It's been dead.
They have the second longest active playoff drought in baseball. Mariners only have the longer one.
So they come back, right, and die. I mean, that was a bad. 12 was horrible, you remember? Yep. First of all, I love Ruben Amaro, right? But the only thing I hated was Ben Revere. Because they signed Ben Revere, and I asked Charlie, I go, what's that about? And he goes, fourth outfielder. Not a starter. Nobody thinks he's going to start.
Now he's your everyday center fielder.
And then it was Easter. I can't believe it because it's Easter this weekend. So 12, Easter Sunday, 12. And in fact, if I get it right, what happened at 12? Was that McNabb trade? Or anyway, he got traded on an Easter anyway. I talked to Charlie. They were in Pittsburgh. They opened the season in Pittsburgh. I talked to Charlie after Sunday. It was like later Easter Sunday. And I go, what do you think? And he goes, I got a bunch of leprechauns. Because they had no power.
Awesome.
Remember, Peace was hurt.
Yep.
We had no Howard, and they had no power. And he goes, I got a bunch of leprechauns. And I was like, I go, yeah, buddy, I don't know. And then, of course, that was the end of it.
It was all over.
And remember that horrible year? It was Doc. Remember Doc overheating in Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was wild.
Well, now it's the beginning of goodness, I would think, right?
No, it is.
Right?
And that's my point of giving you the whole story, chapter and verse, from that, you know, last run, the last time they were good. And, dude, when they were good, they owned this town.
Right. Oh, my God, yeah. It was a packed house every night.
Yeah, you know, we love sports, right? So, obviously, we love the Eagles, right? And that's why I keep doing the 4-for-4 thing. I keep shoving it down your throat. But, dude, those World Series games that coincided with the Eagles on Sunday, people would double. That would be. We used to do shows at the other states. I was parked in the parking lot for all day.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Like, it was the best. Like,
You went in, you watched the Birds, and it was Phillies and Yankees.
Oh, God.
In 09. We did the New York thing. We had the 1 year against the Giants. The Eagles played, I think, the Falcons. But it was Red October, man.
Yeah.
And that was the last time that we were truly excited and in on Phillies baseball.
Right, and that's why I still kind of think it's BS that, oh, the Phillies are losing relevancy. Well, yeah, they haven't been winning, but as soon as they're back, I would think the stadium's packed again. They had a sellout streak for four straight seasons.
Yeah.
45,000 people were there every single night, no matter what day of the week, no matter what part of the season.
Yeah, I truly believe that if you remember during the pandemic, we were doing the playbacks.
Yeah.
And the one thing, you know, I think I can read our audience pretty well and like what they're into, what they're not into, and stuff like that. And there was an excitement when we did Phillies playback.
Yes. Not just the World Series, like anything Phillies related.
Like they were jonesing for it. They were jonesing. I think that the beauty of baseball is that more than any sport, I think it's young and old together.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of kids love it, you know, young people. When the Citizens Bank Park was always a place to hang out.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
It was always a place to hang out. Your team just has to be good.
Right.
And I know people didn't like it when Rollins said it. Maybe front runner is not the right term. But like he says, when they're winning, they're there. That's true. And that's really true for any team.
Yeah, people just got mad because it was like, dude, they were there the whole time.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? But they're not front runners. Listen, when they're relevant, like you got to be relevant. They've been relevant for 10 years.
Right.
I mean, you had a mannequin in Ryne Sandberg.
Oh.
I mean, he was an inanimate object.
Yeah. And now he's an analyst in Chicago,
nice man, but he was a mannequin. No personality, nothing. Right? So you had that.
And then you had McCannon, who was a nice guy.
He was horrible.
But he was a terrible manager.
Terrible manager. Terrible. The players just it was horrible. And then you go through the Gabe mess, right? And then you had the Cole Klentak, and it was just an ugly period. But that's behind us, and
yeah.
That's the beauty of sports, which is that the cycle is. There's a cycle, and then once you get through a cycle, there's a fresh beginning, a fresh start.
I mean, like, Bryce Harper's on this team.
I know.
We don't talk about that enough.
You know, dude.
Bryce Harper is on this team.
I agree with you. I do. I agree. I was talking about the other day that, in fact, with Larry Boa, that we don't talk about him enough.
Right.
He's one of the most talked about. He's even underrated. And Larry Boa said with us yesterday that he thinks, you know, he'd say
monster season.
Yeah, 40 plus, bombs. Yeah.
40 plus home runs.
Yeah.
So the MLB yesterday posted the top selling jerseys. And Harper's fourth on the list right now. And he's on the team that we love here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's fabulous. That's fabulous. All right. So I got all kinds of things that I want to talk to you guys about. Okay. I want to know what you love about baseball, because I always talk, I love doing that. Just the game itself. Why you like the game. What is it about the game that you like? I want to know all your memories, your first game you ever went to, who it was with, what stands out, your favorite players, your favorite runs for the Phillies, where were you, all that stuff. Because when we talk about the sport, it comes alive. And it means something, man. All those moments that you spend with your family, and I talk about a lot about what the Super Bowl meant to us, right? But I know you guys, it's a part of the area. And when I was a kid, you'd walk from street to street, and you would hear it played out on the radio. Guys would be listening to women would be listening to it right on the porch, right? Everybody was, and from then on, it just traveled and traveled. People just, they love it. And it's a part of who we are. It's a part of the fabric of this city. So anyway, I want a lot of calls. I want to dive deep into your own relationship with baseball. Happy opening day. It's Chunas. I'm Cuz. We're at Chickies and Pete's. It's great to be back at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. It feels like, hi, sweetheart, how are you? I miss you too. It's great. It feels like after what we went through, it feels like we're coming out. So everybody, come on out and let's watch some Phillies baseball, hanging out, drink specials all day here at Chickies. The best crab fries around, you name it, all the great food. Come on and hang out and let's talk. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975, and that's how you reach us. Let's talk about Parks Casino. I'll be there later on today for the double dip. That's right, Sean. Sean will be with me, our fine engineer. We'll be at Parks later on today for Cuz's Corner, and we'll get you set for baseball. Yes, baseball is back, and Parks is celebrating. That's right, all the great things at Parks. And you think about it. Here you go. You ready? They have futures. In fact, the Fightins plus 2,000 to win the East. That's not bad. Plus 4,000 to win it all. Plus, you can bet parlays, over-unders, you name it. Like, if you like the Fightins to win today and over the 7 runs, 100 gets you 210. Yep. And by the way, right now, doing a really cool thing. You get a free $50 sports bet, okay, and it's good for any sport on the Parks Sportsbook app, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, you name it, take your pick. The only sportsbook app based right here in Pennsylvania. All right, new customers sign up. You get that free $50 sports bet. No deposit required. Just remember, you got to be 21. You got to be in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Can't even begin to tell you how loud it is here, folks. Holiday is one strike away. The 0-2. A bouncer. Ruiz. In time! Roy Holiday has thrown a no-hitter!
Wow. That's awesome, man. That was incredible. The no-hitter. Wow. Playoff no-hitter, dude.
The little dribbler.
Oh,
Ruiz, what a play, getting around the bat.
That was wild.
Incredible.
How about that? There was the joy. You know what? When you see the cool thing about baseball, too, is I guess it's any sport because you can close your eyes and in your mind's eye, you can see these images, right?
Yes.
You see the pictures. And you're right. Like, I could see the dribbler. I could see Chooch, you know, like a cat.
Damn,
right?
Brandon Phillips throwing his bat.
Right.
Screw you, Brandon Phillips.
Yes, yeah. I can see Chooch like a cat sprinting out, guns at the first. And, the joy on Doc's face, man. That's a shame.
Yeah.
I think about him. It's a shame. I love Doc, man. He was incredible.
Incredible pitcher.
He was. I used to love him when he was in Toronto.
Oh, my God. Well,
right? Because
yeah.
He was fun to watch. And
then, winning the Cy Young out there.
You know, look, he had to pitch against the Sox and Yankees. Mm-hmm. All the time.
His ERA was like in the 2s, 3s.
And even Baltimore wasn't terrible back then.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not like it is now.
Right.
Jeez, Baltimore. God, what a joke.
Thinking about baseball, right? Like, you know, I'll never forget those years when it was lean here and it was the vet was ghastly, right? It was a mausoleum. And people were jonesing for like a ballpark, and they would take a ride to Baltimore.
Yeah.
To Camden Yards. I bet your father took you down there, right?
I went there one time for a family reunion. The Souchunas clan got together.
Oh, the clan.
Went to an Orioles game. And that was when I learned who Ichiro Suzuki was.
Oh, that's when you fell in love with Ichiro?
He went 4 for 5 that game.
Yeah.
So I went on the old dial-up internet. I was like, who's this guy? And then he became my favorite player.
That's cool,
it was back
man.
In 2001.
Wow, 01.
Yep.
Who was your favorite Philly?
Growing up, J-Roll. Jimmy Rollins was my favorite.
Yeah.
And I also had this huge love for Carlos Ruiz. Because I was a catcher, right? So during that time, watching Chooch, you know, just how he handled that rotation. And every pitcher talks about how great he was.
He was the best.
He was awesome.
He was the most lovable dude. Like,
oh, my God.
Everybody loved Chooch.
Yeah, he was fantastic. So
when he throws the no-hitter and the perfect game, you know, the joy on his face, he's hugging Chooch and Chooch, like, come here, Chooch. Like, he loved him.
Yeah, so those are my two favorites growing up.
I could see that.
Yeah, those were my guys.
Jimmy was, I love Jimmy. Bright lights, Jimmy, man. Jimmy, big personality. He was cool. Jimmy was cool. Jimmy was a great player.
Yeah.
What a player he was.
I went to...
great glove, great hitter, fastball. What a player.
The year he tied Schmitty's hit record for the Phillies, I went to like 4 straight home games. Trying to see him break the record.
Of course, he ties it. Yeah.
And then they go out on the road. And then that's where he breaks it. But I mean, it was 4 straight games that I was finding every dollar I could find.
Because
I was in college at the time. I was like, I can't really afford this.
Great. What a great player, Jimmy. He was cool. Let's get it started on the phone lines, Chunas. Let's go to John in the Northeast. John, happy opening day.
Happy opening day, guys. I am optimism. I am so optimistic, right? And we've never felt optimism like this before. We've never had a year like we just had. Like, this is the mightiest optimism I've ever felt in my life, I think. Not to be too dramatic, but, you know.
No, listen, what we went through is no joke, man. Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah, and I called Anthony. We've talked a lot over the years about writing and the deep connection between our family and our friends in sports, and that's the optimism we feel in our blood right now, I think. And I wrote a poem this morning, and I'd like to read it to you, opening day poem.
I love it.
And it's dedicated to who I think is the greatest poet ever from Philadelphia, Harry Callis. And it's called Cheap Seats, which is where I'll be sitting on Saturday. All right, here you go.
Yes.
They say the game has gotten boring. The game has changed. The players are overpaid. The players no longer represent us. It takes too long. It costs too much. A beer is $12. A soda is more. The new rules have ruined everything. You can't even afford the parking. You have to stand for the anthem. You have to take off your hat. And you have to put your hand over your heart. The jets that fly over cost money. The stadiums are named after banks. The children are really in trouble. The baseball is losing its grip. And I agree with everything they say. I sit in the same exact seat. I come from the same exact place. I watch the same exact game. I cover my heart with their hat. They say they pay $12 for a beer, but I would pay $12 more to watch those players play ball with my father's, my mother's, my sister's, and my brother's.
Beautiful, man. I got to tell
you. That's it, brother.
I love it. You're inspired. I love that baseball inspired you. Now, it is. It's such a family thing, right? Going to the games. And how many times you go to the game with your...
Oh, my God.
With your dad, right?
Hundreds of times.
Yeah.
I did that 17 game plan with him. From 03 to 11.
Yeah.
And we always ended up going to extras, right? So that's went to probably at least 20 games, regular season games, during that 8-9 year span.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was the thing about, you know, I going to a game, right? Like going to Phillies game.
Right.
It was accessible.
And you know what? The people that complain about how long the game is, all right, you don't want to sit on your couch, but when you're there, like, I don't care how long it takes. When you're at the ballpark, you're like, you're loving the entire experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're romanticizing today. And,
oh, of course.
But listen, we should romanticize. It's opening day. It's profound, right? Like, it means something. So, you know, I mean, look, you never know what's around the corner, right? We just went through a very difficult time with that pandemic. So the fact that we can sit back and enjoy a ball game again is a big deal.
It's going to be interesting to see. Mer, you and I talked about it earlier this week, I think it was, when those CBS numbers came out for the tournament and how they went up 30%, something like that. I wonder if you see a spike in baseball this year.
I think you'll see one around here for sure.
Because it's real again.
You and I both sense it here.
Yeah, all big time.
We sense it today. We have sensed it, you know, for a while that, you know, there's something there. People are ready to embrace it, at least here.
Right.
Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, what's going on, Cuz?
What's up, brother?
Yeah, first time calling in, long time listener.
Hey, man, welcome, brother.
What's going on? Yeah, so, yeah, I'm pretty optimistic about the Phillies this year. I think the bullpen's definitely been upgraded. I think our starting pitching isn't that bad. Kind of tired of certain guys, though. Like, I mean, I hope Eflin can take a step forward this year. I hope Velasquez sees nowhere near the starting rotation, but I'm with you
on Vinny. On Vinny, right? We don't need to see that anymore.
Yeah, but anyway, I got a opening day memory. It's pretty unique.
Yeah, good.
So me and my dad went down to a Phillies game. It was the Phillies and the Astros. It was the last year the Astros were in the National League. And the Phillies, they were losing like 4-2 going in the ninth inning. So, So we went down to the concourse from our seats to watch the rest of the game. The Phillies are pretty lifeless, but they started to get base runners, so it was getting kind of interesting. It was kind of hard to see the field. I mean, you know, I was a little guy. My dad made sure I could see, but he was struggling to see over everybody. So he went to, like, hop on one of them little, you know, like the pillars that keep up the stands?
Yeah.
In the stadium. He hopped on one to try to see, like, to see over everybody. This isn't, like, funny, but he hit his head on, like, one of the poles. And he started bleeding. Like, I didn't even know what the heck was going on.
Oh, no!
People were grabbing napkins and stuff to help
him. Oh, my God, it's horrible.
Yeah, crazy. So, anyway.
And you're a little guy.
Yeah, getting back to the game, we went to, like, I guess, like, the ER in the stadium.
Uh-huh.
And they're helping him. So, I don't know if you remember this, but John Mayberry Jr. hit a walk-off.
Yes, I do, in fact.
And the crazy thing about this is I saw the walk-off hit happen inside the stadium on TV.
Oh, my God, because Dad was getting tended to. Oh, my God.
Just thought I'd share that.
That's like, a great story.
Calling about memories. What was that?
Was he all right? He's got a couple stitches?
Yeah, he was okay. He's fine.
That's a great story.
Crazy stuff
man. I remember Mayberry going yard. Wow. Good stuff, man. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Do you remember? I remember that day.
Yeah. Mayberry. Where does John Mayberry Jr. rank in the outfielders that we were all excited about?
I was not. I never liked him.
People loved him because of his size.
He had a hole in his swing.
Yeah.
It was a gigantic hole. It was too long. He had a hole in his swing.
And he couldn't play center. He was too slow. I don't know why they tried having him in center. If anything, he's a corner outfielder.
Yeah, but it was more they desperately need somebody to hit the ball. They had no. Remember, that was during that period where they struggled to get any kind of power.
Yeah, I mean, remember they tried the Marlon Byrd thing again a second time around.
Yeah,
it was some bad years.
It was bad. That was bad.
But we're back.
That's right, Bruce in Westchester. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Bruce.
Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
Good morning, my brother. Happy opening day.
Thank you. First game I ever went to at Vet Stadium. There used to be buses from Northeast Philly that would bring you down to the stadium. My next door neighbor and I took the bus. We walked up to the ticket window. Like my grandfather, insisted on the best seats I could get. I wasn't even a teenager. So we went to the window, two tickets in section 250. Which is one section away from the bullpen in left field, if you're familiar with the stadium.
Yeah.
Late in the game, Terry Harmon hits a fly ball I knew it was coming towards us, coming towards us, coming towards us. I catch the ball. My first game ever at the vet, I get a foul ball.
You got a foul ball? That's amazing.
Now, that's not the end of the story. My friends were so excited that when we left the stadium, we went the wrong way. We weren't familiar with the stadium. We missed our bus. So we asked the police officer what we should do. He says, let me take you to this room. It was the room right next to where the Phillies exited the locker room.
Yeah.
So here I am with my ball getting all the autographs from the Phillies as they walked out. I remember Boa, guy by the name of Daryl Brandon, Terry Harmon, Willie Montanez, if you remember him.
Oh, Willie Montanez. He was cool, Willie.
And to end
the
story,
showman.
The police officer, probably around 10:30, said, where do you guys live? I lived at the time just outside of Philadelphia in a town called Huntington Valley.
Yeah.
He says, I'm going that way because my buddy lives in Northeast Philly. So sometime around 11:30, we pull up the street. My parents and my neighbor's parents are waiting outside, and they see a police car pulling up, and they're like, you know what they were thinking.
Oh, yeah, like, without a doubt.
This was before phones and cell phones and all that. And we got out, so we got a ball, and they probably were ready to kill us because, you know, you see a police car pulling up.
What
a special night. I still have the ticket stub. I still have the ball. So.
You still got the ball? That's fantastic, man. That's great stuff. Thank you, brother. That's great. I love sharing that stuff. You have the foul ball?
Yes. I was sitting. It was one of those times I was at the section that me and my dad sat at, section 137. And I think it was Rollins who hit it, which was cool because, you know, it was my favorite player. And it rocketed off the seat behind me, drilled my buddy in the back, and then landed right in my hand. And he's like, can I have it? Because it hit me. I was like, no.
He asked you for it?
Yes.
That's a violation.
I was like, no, man. You got to be paying attention.
That's a violation.
Yeah, it ricocheted off the seat, drilled him in the back. He had a welt, but I had the ball. I kept it. It was mine.
It did hit him.
Yeah, but it was fine. He's a big boy. What? Section one, they're off the seat. Took away most of the impact.
You know.
He just wasn't paying attention. That was his fault.
Well, listen, that's true.
You got to be paying attention.
You got to pay attention.
I'm always ready, man.
I agree. You got to pay attention. Let's talk to Davey. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Hey, how's it going? I got a fairly classic Philadelphia story. I was back as a kid. It wasn't opening day, but my grandfather took me to Connie Mack Stadium. It had to be like 68 or 69 or thereabouts. I was a kid, and it was bat day. So that's the first crazy thing. Can you imagine at Citizens Bank Park having a bat day these days where they hand out real full-size baseball bats to every kid who comes in? But anyway, so... So we get the bat and, you know, I'm there at the game. I guess I'm 8, 9 years old and I go to use the bathroom or something. And of course, a kid runs up, steals my bat. I go back to my grandfather in tears. I lost my bat, the whole bit. So anyway, we stayed for the rest of the game, went to go to the car. And as it turns out, in the parking lot, there are the local kids, each with like a stolen Acme cart full of bats. And you could buy your bat back for a buck. So grandpa bought my bat back, and I remember it was a Richie Allen bat, and so that is, it's a classic Philadelphia story, right?
Oh, that's priceless. You're right on, man.
Anyway.
I love it. That's a great story. Do you remember years later, it was kind of the late 70s, maybe like 79, 80,
Yeah,
with
the mini bats?
No, this was the bottle bats. I don't know if you remember. Do you remember this? They gave that. They were black bottle bats, and they were the regular size bats.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah, but this was at the vet. Oh my god!
Crazy. You think it'd be a riot these days?
No, could you imagine we're giving people bats? Oh, forget about it.
I think they give you a coupon now to go to like one of the vendors or something.
Oh yeah. Davey, good stuff.
All right, have a great one.
Enjoy your opening day, buddy. Enjoy it.
Was that your favorite giveaway that you ever got? That's cool, like a bat. Like that's pretty awesome. Great.
By the way, it was my cousin and I. We would go to the games all the time, and the battle bat was great. What else? They, I'm trying to think of my favorite giveaway. It's a great question.
The Phillies do a great job.
Yeah, back then, they do a great job now.
Now, yeah.
Back then, oh, they were horrible.
Well, the batting, I remember you telling me about the batting gloves.
It was all just everybody loves the batting gloves, right? These white Phillies batting gloves. And the minute you put it on, the minute you grip the bat, it would tear. Yes. They would rip.
Exactly.
I'm trying to remember some of them. The worst was the rain slicker. And it was this plastic maroon, like the color of your fat pig. Okay. Maroon.
Like a trash bag almost.
Yes. But it was like a rain slicker. That was always a popular. They gave that out every year.
Probably sold out those nights.
They gave out because remember, they were sponsored. It was either MAB Paints. It was, I'm trying to remember the because they always had the.
Well, did they have Tasty Cake back then?
Tasty Cake's
always on things now.
Tasty Cake was huge. Huge sponsor. The painter's hat. Yeah, they would give out the Phillies painter's hat. The little mini bat that Dave talked about, they would give away that. They'd give away a ball. You know, but the funny, because any kind of T-shirt or whatever would always have, like, the sponsors.
Right.
That was always, like, the Bobo, you know.
Right.
Because the sponsor was too big.
But it's cool now. Like, so, I think it's the third.
Now they're great.
The third Sunday game that we're going to, and my wife and I are going, it's, you know, women 15 and older are getting a JT Realmuto jersey. Like, and it's a legit, like,
yeah.
I'm sure the sponsor's on there somewhere, but
yeah. It's
a Realmuto jersey. I'm like, damn,
Yeah.
Think about that. That's $30.
Yeah. No.
That's awesome.
No, they were, you know, I mean, they were big. Like, but back then, they were, you know,
terrible.
No, they were awful. Dude, you know what's amazing, man? I'm thinking about all this stuff that's coming back to me. It's, I'm getting lost in it because I can think back to those Sundays. And when you entered the vet, right? It turns out you had these gigantic boxes. And it was, you know, kids 14 and under.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're looking, I got to get mine.
Oh, well, dude, how many rally towels do you think they gave out from 08 to 11? I have like 20 of them still in my house.
Yeah, the rally towel's cool. I always thought the rally towel was a great item.
My dad.
The Phillies Beats towel was awesome.
Oh, I think I did that
The Beats towel was great. They're thin.
Right.
But it's like that was decent.
I like my dad always wrote the final score on the rally towel from that game we went to.
Oh, yeah?
So he has them hanging up. Like, World Series, Game 3. You know, this was the towel that we got.
You know what I loved? Man, I love the program. I get a program every game.
Every game?
Every game. I love it.
Was it the same thing?
Yeah. Something, yeah. Yeah, I mean, sometimes they change. Like, it was probably done monthly.
Yeah, they probably updated the stats once a month.
Right. And for some reason, I was like, the program. I would read it cover to cover.
Did you keep the score?
Yes, I was a nerd of all nerds.
Yeah, my dad brought the book every game.
From the backwards K
to
the L7, you know, you name it.
Right.
You know, I loved it. I got to teach Massimo now.
Oh, yeah. The best was having to try to, in the little box, when there was like a pickle, having to write down every single number.
Yeah.
There's no room for it.
I used to try to do balls and strikes, too.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. All right, we got one open line. You want to join us? It's opening day, and we're reveling in opening day. And we're live at the hub of opening day, Chickies and Pete's, Packer Avenue, South Philadelphia. Come on by, man. It's going to be a lot of fun today. Hey, listen, we talk all the time about shopping local, and, you know, I love that. We give our yos out all the time. Well, Pets Plus Natural is not just locally owned and operated, but their number one priority is the health of your dog. They're how you feel about your pets, right? That's why I love them, because they understand how our pets are such a big part of our family, all right? That's the beauty of Pets Plus Natural. Check them out at PetsPlusNatural.com. Enroll in their free rewards program, Paw Points. That's right, Paw Points allows you to enter and earn points on every purchase. Then you can spend those points like cash, meaning free dog and cat food, Look, the knowledgeable and friendly team members are always standing by at all Pets Plus Natural locations to answer any questions you might have about your pet's food, treats, health needs, you name it. And they love leash pets, all right? So bring them in. Just remember, check them out, PetsPlusNatural.com. There's going to be a store near you. There's over 30 across the Delaware Valley. That's PetsPlusNatural.com. And don't tell them I sent you. Tell them Gugutz and Prima sent you.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Line drive up the right field. Here comes Iguchi. The throw to the plate. Yes, that's when he led up to 10 out of the RBI single by Chase Utley. What a huge win. What a huge series for the Fighting Bills, who sweep the New York Mets.
Wow. You can listen to him all day long, man.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You can listen to Harry all day long. Yeah.
That was beautiful. A top moment in Philly's history for me.
Yeah?
The Utley hitting Iguchi.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was on the beach. You're when crazy. They were down like 10-3, and then all of a sudden they start coming back. I went back to the house by myself. I was like, Dad, can I have the key? So I left the beach to go watch the final, and then all of a sudden I hear somebody running up the steps. It's my dad in the ninth inning trying to get back because he wanted to see it too.
That's cool.
And then Utley knocks in Iguchi. That was awesome.
Yeah, like, check that out. That's awesome. That's very cool. We were talking about giveaways. So my buddy Tooch checks in. The wristbands. Oh, they were awesome. The Phillies wristband.
Well, like a sweatband?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, the wristbands were big back in the day. Right? They were. They were. I love the wristbands. They were awesome.
Do you see anyone with a wristband anymore?
No. No. Back in the day, they were big.
Oh, sure.
Baseball's back. Celebrate right here at Chickies and Pete's for the best in the in-game experience to watch the game or stop by on your way to or from the ballpark for a game day celebration like no other. Chickies and Pete's, official caterer of the Touchdown Club, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles, and proud partner of the Philadelphia Flyers. Click chickiesandpetes.com for all things Chickies and Pete's. The morning show. Welcome to the morning show, the John Kincaid Show, here at Chickies and Pete's. The bro, Bobby C., all fillied up. I love it.
They'll have a beer in their hand in the next 5 minutes, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I want to talk to those guys individually today about the love of baseball.
Oh, yeah.
As the doors have opened here at the ballpark, or what we call Chickies and Pete's on Packer Avenue, and people are filing in. No better place to spend pregame than here at Chickies and Pete's. Let's go to, where are we at? Eddie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Eddie.
Hello, Anthony.
Happy opening day, buddy.
Same to you. AG, the Attorney General of Morning Radio. How's that?
I appreciate that.
Little memory there, Vet Stadium. Both of my girls played youth softball, and my oldest daughter made it to the home run derby that they used to have.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah. Paul Bradley used to run that. You probably know him, but he was PR guy for the Phillies or something like that. But anyway, she got the first year she was in, she got third place. The second year she was in, she got second place. And the girl that beat her got a single on her last at-bat to beat her. She would have won.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah. Oh, look at that. You had to
still
be
got
beaming,
the, still
man.
Got the still got the trophies in up in the attic. The things weigh a ton.
That's very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah. And then before the game at night is when they introduced all the winners and the place winners, and Harry Callis did all that. And that was pretty awesome. So,
yeah, and he was such you know what? He was such a great, like those kinds of moments he was perfect for, because he was so personable and he made everybody feel, right? Like, I'm sure he made you feel like $1 million and the kids make him feel like $1 million, because that's the kind of guy he was.
Oh, he's like you were family, you know, and how you doing, and blah blah blah, this and that, and your daughter, and this and that, and
yeah,
it was great. It was good times. That would have been back in like '94, so
very
it was,
cool.
I
appreciate you sharing that memory, man. Thank you, buddy. Davey and Ben Salem. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, cuz? What's up, Tunis?
Happy opening day, Davey.
Oh, man, I'm so excited. After what, like you said, what we went through last year and not being able to go to a baseball game for first time since I was a kid, I mean, I can't wait for it to be back, cuz. I'm just so excited, man.
Yeah, probably. You nailed it. Yep.
I think we're on the doorstep. It might be tough this year, but, you know, things go in cycles, Anthony, especially in baseball. And you think how long it's been since we made the playoffs. And hopefully if they make the right moves, we're ready to make another run like the 2017.
You know what's funny? It's like, I agree. This could be 06 or 07 in the sense that, remember 06, that was that series against Houston where you knew that they were close, that they had something, yes. Right?
Definitely.
And you're right about it. Yeah, I could totally see that. I think it's a good equation. Listen, there's pitching. I mean, if you look at the top at Nolan Wheeler, I mean, it's actually better than anything the 08 Phillies had. Other than
without a doubt. I think a big key is going to be what Matt Moore and Chase Anderson give you in the fourth and the fifth spot. And obviously Eflin. Eflin's got to be more consistent this year. I mean, we need to have him be more consistent.
Yeah, he's got good stuff.
Oh, without a doubt. I got a quick opening day memory, speaking of 2007. Me and my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, we were lucky enough to get tickets to that game in the Hall of Fame Club. So we were in there watching the game, and who do I get to meet? An idol of mine, Dallas Green. I actually got to meet Dallas.
Oh, Big D!
Oh, it was awesome, Andy. So I was talking to him about the team, and I said, what do you think? He said, I see big things coming for this team, and that was the year of the run in 2007 on to, like, 2011. So I'm optimistic, like I said. I really loved your interview with Bo yesterday, and I agree with what Larry said. I think Bryce is going to have a monster year. As long as he stays healthy, I definitely agree with that. And I just can't wait, man. I'm so happy, man. You guys do a great job.
Thank you,
and
brother.
I can't wait to be at this ballpark again. I got a couple more weeks to go, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Good, good. That's
you guys
fantastic.
Have a great day, and
you too, enjoy it, man. Enjoy it, my brother. Thank you. I'm watching the guy. I'm watching they just toasted opening day.
Yes, they did. I'm so jealous.
With pints.
I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I'm so
jealous. I forgot. I was giving the bro the finger, and I forgot we're on YouTube.
That's awesome.
Because the bro's like, hey, nice pint.
Yeah,
boy,
he's loving it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, well, listen.
How many does he suck down by the time we're done?
I haven't had one in 7 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Smell my breath. Awesome. Yeah. No, it sucks. It's horrible.
I didn't clap.
Yeah, no, I know. No, it sucks. That's seven. I don't know how long since the Super Bowl.
Oh,
I miss it, babe. That's not good for me. It's horrible. If I wasn't such a pig, I'd be able to enjoy right now. But I gotta lose it so I can put it back on and enjoy it, Henry. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What do you say, Hen?
Cuz, how we doing?
Happy opening day, my man.
So I'm a delivery driver for a local facility. And hold on, I'm good. I got to park right here.
You're right.
Sorry about that.
That's
I'm a local delivery driver. I'm delivering to the city. I got a cop talking to me. I was actually at the park earlier delivering for them. And I'll tell you, the docks were buzzing. So that nothing more. That put me in a better feeling on a rainy morning. It's clearing up now.
Awesome.
The docks were buzzing.
I love the docks.
They're in the mood. They're in the mood.
The docks and citizens back. All the guys ready. Oh, I love that opening day. Yeah, man.
They're excited. So So I got two game stories to talk about. One, you'll probably hear from a couple people today, the Everybody Hits game. I was at that game, and that game
The Everybody Hits game, yes!
Everybody Hits was a great game.
Oh, my God.
Probably the earliest Phil's memory I have, other than I think I went to a game at the vet with my dad, but in 2002, a Phillies pitcher by the name of Robert Persons. You know where I'm going.
Yes.
The guy in his first at-bat hits a grand slam. He comes up, I think he had three at-bats that game. He came to at-bat with the bases loaded for the second time, drove a foul ball out of the yard, ended up striking out. But his third at-bat, he hit a three-run home run, and it was one of the most wild things I ever remember.
Yeah.
Being a pitcher hitting
two
big home runs like that.
Yeah. He actually I actually knew him well because he came from the Mets. And I was covering them when he was there, and he was a great dude. But you're right. I remember that was amazing.
Now,
oh my God.
What franchise is that against? Do you remember? I say franchise because the team is no longer around.
The Expos?
The Expos, that's right.
Yes, yes.
Now, the biggest thing I miss about going to live games that we're going back to in this past year, all right, is after the game. The Phillies win, the guys with the horns walk into the parking lot, the vibes you have walking to the parking lot with everybody going, the horns going.
Awesome.
I miss that, brother. So bad.
Yeah, man. That's great. I can feel you. You put me right there. I can feel the vibe, man.
I could smell nights like that walking with them guys going.
That's
because
great.
Let's have a good season, man.
I like it, brother. I think so, too, man. Listen, enjoy. Be careful out there, buddy, okay?
Thanks, cuz.
Thanks, buddy. Wow. He put me right there in that spot. I can hear it. See, this is the stuff that we miss.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, I'm sitting. You know what's funny? Because we're at Chickies and Pete's, and I'm thinking it's the first time I've been in a restaurant.
Wait, since the pandemic? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I mean, I haven't done it much.
I mean, I've gotten picked up.
Wow, your first.
No, it's the first time actually. I'm thinking to myself, why do I feel weird?
Right. Why is this different to me right now?
Yeah. But this whole thing about, you know, like what he just said, feeling that vibe, people and walking and in the parking lot, the wind, you know.
And like, look at this. There's people to our left, to our right.
No, it feels great. That feels so good.
They probably took the day off, going to the ballpark today.
No, it feels so good.
What was really cool, I showed you during the break, somebody tweeted it in, the rally towels they're giving out today.
Dude.
Say welcome home
incredible.
On it.
Incredible.
That's like, it's something that small. Just me, it's like, wow, this is, we're back.
Yes.
Fans will be back. I know it's only 8,800 people, but
no, I love those
today.
Those towels are awesome.
Oh, yeah, they are.
All right, I want to show you a picture. All right.
What's this?
This, my man.
Oh, is that the bat?
Is the bottle bat.
Oh, my God.
So my cousin Joey.
Yeah.
Has it in his bedroom.
That's awesome.
And he's had it there basically forever because, as he says, a bottle bat to the head beats a regular bat to the head.
That's awesome. That's great. It's protection.
So it's great protection.
That's awesome. That's cool that he still has it. Now, did you ever use it? Like, did you ever play with it?
Nah.
I didn't think so.
Nah, because you couldn't.
I'm
sure we tried to, you messed around with it at some point, but you didn't play with it.
I got a bat like that. Oh, man, I can't. But we had a caller earlier that said now they give, like, the ticket stub or whatever for the bat.
Yeah.
So we won something, my dad and I. Like, we walked in, and we were, like, ex-fan into the ballpark that day. And I got one of those bats like that had the fake Pat Burrell autograph on it.
Yeah,
I still have it. It's somewhere, you know, in the house. It's one of those. I can't get rid of this.
Nah, you got to keep that.
I won that. You know, I mean, like, it's awesome.
Yeah, you got to keep that, man. That's great. Hey, by the way, there's a couple postponements. Mets Nationals has been postponed.
And that's COVID related, I assume, right? Or is it weather?
I think it's weather.
Because COVID had a player test positive.
Oh, really?
And then four people due to contact tracing.
Ah, damn. And now, Reds, Red Sox, Orioles was postponed because of weather. That I know.
Okay.
That was weather.
Well, we got the report yesterday. Hopefully it hasn't changed that it should be done by first. Hey, if you look out the window, it's already looking like the sun's coming out.
No, we're good. We're playing.
That sucks, though.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look and see why it was canceled.
The Nationals one could have been to COVID because they had a player test positive and four were contact tracing.
Yeah.
Which makes you, you know, realize where we're still at. Right?
It's like a dose of reality, right? Like just, you know. Sorry, we're popping out.
Yes, we are.
Popping out.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Let's go to Joe. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. We say Joe.
Hey, Ant, how you doing?
Happy opening day, Joe.
Happy opening day. My opening day story goes back a bit. 73 at the vet, very cold night. Very cold night, sitting at 500 level. And had a clear view of the right field bullpen. I saw a little commotion down there about the fifth inning, I don't know. But anyway, this fat guy takes off his pants and streaks across the field.
What?
I don't know if you remember this.
No. Well, no, I was too young then, but really? There was a streaker?
It made the front page of the back page of the Daily News. All I remember is these cops, they tackled him, and there's other cops trying to cover him up, and this big guy with major shrinkage. I'm telling you.
Major shrinkage.
I can't remember who won, but I just never forget that night. 1973 it was.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical.
You can look it up. Daily News.
That's awesome. Well, people were crazy. The streaking thing. Right? Wasn't that big back then? Back in the day, the streaking thing?
It was a phase back then.
It was. See, Judas, it was a phase.
Oh, that was so cool.
It was. We got out of a bowling alley with two girls one time and ran right through it. It was unbelievable. But anyway, can I make another point?
Sure.
I think baseball missing the boat. They just had the Pirates and the Phillies in the same division.
Yeah.
I think they should have. I really want to go one step further. I think the Mets and the Yankees should be in the same division.
Yeah.
I think they're really missing the boat. I think.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, how about back in the day, the Phillies and the Pirates were? The Phillies Buccos were in the same division.
They, back in the, right around that time, 79, when they won the World Series and they won in the 80s.
We are family.
Rivalry.
Yeah, it was great rivalry.
It was a fierce rivalry. And the same with football. I think football should do the same thing. You know, put the Mets.
I agree.
Put the Jets and the Giants. And the
Although, I got to tell you, I don't think now, like, I don't think I would be, like, I need the Cowboys in the division. You know what I mean? It's so established that I couldn't.
Some things have to suffer.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I was never a Cowboy hater. I hate the Cowboys. I mean, I hate whoever Eagles are playing. But I wanted Tom Landry and Bob Lilly. Roger Staubach, I wanted to be those guys. I didn't hate them. I wanted them to be Eagles. You know, I wanted them to be like that. Now that's how I felt about the Cowboys.
Yeah, I guess, I'm Jimmy Johnson, Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman.
Yeah, well, we all hated those guys. We're never good. I never really did.
Joey, listen, have a great one, brother. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. All right, give me your three favorite. I asked you, Phil. You had Chooch?
Chooch and J-Roll.
Chooch and J-Roll. Give me your least favorite.
Least favorite Philly of all time.
Yes.
See, I remember saying this once, and then you actually told me he was a great dude. But I couldn't stand Sal Fasano as a ball player.
No, he's horrible.
But you told me he was like a really good
guy.
Yeah,
he was a great guy.
I feel bad about it, right?
That's all right. Listen, he was horrible ball player.
It's sad that he is your all-time leading save leader, Papelbon.
Yeah.
There was nothing to like about the dude.
No.
Right? But I don't know if he's my all-time hate. Like, that's a good question. Because I'm such a – I'm a homer when it comes to the Phillies. That I can't remember a guy that I hated.
I mean,
sorry, it wasn't good enough.
Well, I owe you him, Tommy Hunter.
I love the fact the fact that he's with the Mets.
No, he got released. He didn't make the club.
He got released.
Hey, sucks.
It sucks. I wanted him to all.
Yeah,
the
I know. I want Harper to home run off of him.
Oh my god!
Who do you hate the most?
I could go into Eris.
Well, the 2014 to like 18, they just sucked, right? Like they were just bad.
Yeah, no, I mean,
so I can't really hate. It just sucked.
See, I hated Ben Revere though.
Okay. Yeah, and he wasn't your style of ball player that you liked.
No, it's the bro. How much do we hate Ben Revere? Yeah. I hate rag arm guys. Can't stand guys who can't throw.
I'll give you one. How about Ty Wigginton? He was here for a cup of coffee.
Ty Wigginton. What?
He was here for a cup of coffee.
Ty Wigginton.
I think, right. Was it Wigginton?
That's a bust out while he was, yeah. But yeah. I don't know why you would hate him.
He's, you know.
Rick Shue.
Oh, here, I'll give you one.
You ever hear Rick Shue?
Yes. If I wasn't around.
You're right.
Wes Helms.
Wes Helms.
Abraham Nunez. David Bell.
Yeah.
Third base?
Yeah.
Third base was a hate position for me.
Well,
until Feliz came around.
See, the problem was they didn't, you know, you're talking Schmitty, right? And then after Schmitty,
it was awful.
It was just a dead position.
Like, for all those guys sucked.
For like a minute, I used to love Charlie Hayes. Because I can hear Harry saying
it. Harry saying it, yeah.
Charlie Hayes, Gapper.
But all those other guys, Helms.
Oh, my God.
I hated David Bell. He was probably my least favorite. I think he's going to be a decent manager with Cincy.
Well, I mean, he's one of these great-grandfather.
Right.
Everybody played. All right, we'll come back. One open line. We're at Chickies and Pete's. The boys diving in the crab fries already. Love it. Love it. Hanging out at the hub of Philadelphia sports. Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. Listen, you're planning on hiring a lawn care company? They're a lawn care service? Because it doesn't make sense to hire a company that provides better results, that's safer for your family and pets. You got to go Natural Lawn of America. Yes, my lawn care company. Listen, you want greener grass and you want fewer weeds, and Natural Lawn does this using exclusive organic-based lawn care products. Now, listen, we're all lawns. Everything's different, right? Your lawn's different than mine, the whole thing. There's no such thing as a cookie-cutter lawn. So why use a cookie-cutter lawn care service, right? It's the deal. And everybody's treatment will be custom. And one of the things that I love about them, because, you know, I'm out there every day or every other day with Massimo playing ball. He's pitching to me or having a catch. It's the greatest thing in the world. And I want to make sure it's safer. This is why Natural Lawn has reduced chemical pesticides by 85%. That's going to be safer for you and the whole family, two legs or four. Take advantage of the limited time offer right now. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program. Get free seeding every year. That's free seeding every year. Call 800-FREE-SEED, 800-FREESEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Two, with the bases loaded and one out.
Oh, my God.
Deep to right field. Way up there and way out of here. Second deck walk-off home run. Grand slam, Bryce Harper. Wow. The Phillies have come from behind to win it 7-5. Six runs here in the
How about T-Mac, man?
That was a great call.
That was a great call. I love T-Mac.
I was there that night.
Were you?
That was the game that my wife wanted to leave early. And wow. I was like, no, we're not leaving early.
Are you serious?
And then Harper hits the grand slam. And I remember turning to her as he's rounding the bases. See what we could have missed. I was yelling at her. See what we could have missed.
Oh, you would have freaked out, dude.
I would have gone nuts.
You would have freaked. You kidding me? You would have freaked out, man.
I'm glad we did not leave the game early. Please.
Please yet?
Yeah, they're losing. No. Dude. Damn it.
Dude.
I was, yeah. And then she apologized. She said, you're right. After they came back and won. If they didn't win, I would have heard it the whole ride home.
Yeah, well.
Like, in traffic, we had to stay, didn't we? That's what I would have heard.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's, like, the only good moment we've, like, legit good moment we've had in, what, 2 years? Or, sorry, 10 years?
In 10 years. I'm hoping that Harper, that this is, like, we fall in love with Harper this year.
Right. Like an Utley love?
Yes.
Okay.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy should have got more love.
Yes, he should have. Yeah, that's why I say Utley, because that was a, you know, everybody loved him.
No, dude, I'm with you. I think the same thing. I'm looking at this thing going, you know, I think this is the year that I think we fall in love with him.
It sucks that we can't have the full stadium.
Right.
I'm sure, can you call it a sellout, whatever the max amount of people can go? But I would hope it reaches the limit every single game.
Yeah, I mean, again, look, we're dying to do things.
Yeah, it's 11:35 in the morning.
One of the beautiful things, one thing that baseball's really fortunate is, we're dying, right? This whole year has been a disaster, right?
Yeah.
We've been difficult, everything. We're pent up.
Mm-hmm.
And our baseball starts just when we can go out again.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's true. It's a good point.
So I think it's going to help the sport a big time.
Yeah, people are going to be flooding in the stadium, for sure.
Plus, it's outdoors. Mm-hmm. You know,
people feel more comfortable that way. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I think it's a big deal. Let's go to Tony in Upland's Park. Tone, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Cuz, shoot us.
What's up, Tone?
What's up? Hey, Ant, you know me and you the same age, and everything you described, all the giveaways, the bottle batch, because we always, in elementary school, they always took us to one game every year.
Yeah.
So we always went to the back game, and you know they had everything sitting outside in those big boxes, so we used to go back and take a few out the box. I remember the bottle batch, the wristbands were nice.
The wristbands were great.
Were great. And the hard plastic.
You just don't know nothing about the wristbands.
No, you don't know nothing about the wristbands. The wristbands are real nice. Because you get a couple of them and, you know, stack them up on your arm. And the batting gloves, like you said, as soon as you put them on and grip a bat, boop, they rip. The stitching started coming.
Yes! And you're like, oh, my God! What
are you doing? Yep. But it's, like you said, I'm happy for baseball. And you know what I was thinking how you just talking about Harper.
Yes.
What if it's like a rebirth, like Embiid is this year? We just come out and just dominate.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
It's saying something like that happens to the team. That'll be good.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
You know?
I can totally see that.
My favorite, one of my favorite. Well, you know, I used to work at the vet from 87 to 2, they closed. I was a supervisor for.
I knew that. Yeah.
I worked there for a minute, so I knew everybody, and I got to be, when Ricky Jordan and all of them were on the team, I got to be friends with a bunch of them. Remember after the 83 season, they went
Ricky
to the
Jordan. And
they started 94 season, opening day, before they went on strike.
Yeah.
What was the big controversy?
In 94? When they came, now, they came off the 93 World Series with Joe Carter and Mitch.
Right.
So.
Opening day.
I was in New York. I was in Chicago. I got a job.
It wasn't nothing crazy, but it was a silly. Wes Chamberlain and Kim Batiste, you know, rest in peace, Kim, they were late. They were very late.
Oh, wow, really? I didn't know that.
Day. But you know what the ironic part is?
What's that?
We were all hanging out all night the night before.
Oh, you were with those guys?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best.
Look, and me and my cousin made it to the stadium. We had to be there earlier than that. We had to be there at 7:30 that morning.
Well, do you remember the parties at the Vet?
Oh.
The late night parties?
Oh.
Legendary because all of my friends worked at the Vet. And the players would stop by. I mean, it was crazy.
Stories.
Yeah.
With the players and
the girls. How about all the groupies?
We used to have one in the French, but Ike Stewart, and I got so many stories.
Yeah, man.
But working at the people that didn't have the chance to go to the Vet, that was, you know, even though it was run down, but it was home, man. It was a home field advantage. That place got loud when the Eagles played Tampa in the NFC Championship and Mitchell ran the kickoff back. I've never heard that place louder, and it was shaking like an earthquake.
Yeah.
But the vet was great.
And the rest of
I love the Vet. Blowed.
Yeah, no, it was. I love you, buddy. See you, ref.
All right.
It was because it was 81 dates a year, right? So,
right.
You were there all the time, and it was, especially for football, it was like a, you know, the Roman Coliseum.
Right.
But baseball, it had a more of a family, softer, you know, vibe to it. But I can tell you forever being outside, like on the, if you remember the Vet, you don't remember the Vet.
No, yeah.
Okay.
My first year doing the game plan was the final year at the Vet.
Okay.
But I went to games prior to that.
So if you remember, you could park. There's like executive parking underneath.
Yeah.
And so you wait there for the players to come out.
Right.
Like I can think back to when I was a kid, and you'd wait there, and the players come out.
You know, right, trying to get some autographs.
I was big that way. Like with autographs and stuff like that. I love that
stuff. Right.
So, like that, I can remember being out there for all that stuff. 94, so I left for Chicago 92.
Okay.
And I was in Chicago. That's the Tuffy Roads thick.
Right, when it was 94. Snowing. Yeah.
And then I get a job. I was, you know, I was hacking my way, writing for a million different places. And I was in Wrigley Field. And I get a call from, and they paged you. Like, I was not in the cell phone.
Right, right.
And it was like, you know, phone call for Anthony Gargano. So I go down to the, I was in the press box, go down to the phone, and it was the sports editor from the New York Post.
Oh, really?
And he goes, you got the job. He goes, and he offered me, he goes, you want the Mets or the Giants to cover, to be your beat? And listen, I hated both teams, and I wanted to take the Giants because I wanted football.
Football, right?
But I did love baseball. But I went, you know what? I didn't want to take a chance because football season still wasn't going to start. So,
right,
baseball season I'd start right away. So I was like, I'm in.
Wow!
And so I made
a trip, and boom,
that was a Thursday, and I was at Shea Stadium on Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
I had to go take a drug test on that Monday,
yeah,
and then I was working.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, and I used to love when we would play, when they would play here.
Oh my god, yeah, you made the trip.
Well, yeah, I was
home.
Yeah, I knew everybody. You know, it was great. Like, you know,
that's fantastic.
Yeah. Let's go to Teddy. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What do you say, Teddy?
Hey, how you doing, buddy? How you feeling?
What's going on? Happy opening day, brother.
Thank you, brother. It's opening day gives you a different but special work inside. You know what I mean? I'm a big fan of opening day, always.
Yes.
But I had a few stories to share with you. First, I'd like to, when I was younger, young kid, you know, between 10 and 12, we didn't have a lot of money. I kind of grew up in working with foster care, so money was tight.
Oh, sure.
So what we used to do, we used to go to the supermarket, and we used to carry people's bags to their car. And they would give us a quarter, a dollar, maybe, what have you. So we would collect our money. We would go back into the market, and pick up the Philly Spanx, because on the back it said free admission to Philly Spanx.
Really? Philly Spanx? Yes.
Yes. So we used to take them. Not only was it our ticket, it was our food. We ate them things raw. So we took on the train, you know, on Sundays, head down to the ballpark. It was great, man. It was definitely some good prime thinking for us to come up with that, you know, as younger men.
But, yeah, sure, man. That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
And you know, back then, because the thing held 60,000 people, right, 65,000, they had so many cheap seats. I mean, that's listen, Citizens Bank Park is a million times more beautiful and the whole thing. But was success. The vet had a beauty with accessibility.
It's very true. I enjoyed my days there. I enjoyed my days at the bank. And I did want to touch on gifts, you said.
Sure.
Well, first, my two favorite gifts were I got the a replica of Veterans Stadium their last day, and I got a replica of the bank its opening day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But my favorite gift, and I know you know this person, he's a Philadelphia legend, Eric Gregg, the umpire.
Yes.
He, in the bank, he had this little stand in right field. And I had a 12-game plan. And every time I got there, I would just, boom, right to him. And I used to sit there a whole game just talking, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
whatever,
he's a good man. And, you know, think about what he had to deal with, too, because he was one of the first black umpires.
Incredible.
And, you know, he had a great journey, and he was from West Philly.
Yes.
You know, I'm with you. I got to tell you, what a great call.
Hey, it's actually one of my greatest gifts was he gave me his autograph. And I'm a collector in my office. I have autographs, and I got them right between Greenberg, DiMaggio, and Koufax.
Koufax.
Oh, man.
Well, you got a great collection.
I love it.
Good for you, brother. That's
enjoy
awesome.
Enjoy the night, brother.
You too, man. Take it easy. Don't forget, our 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
Do you have any legendary autographs like that? I mean, when you're covering teams,
I never did that. And then, you get fried.
Right, exactly.
You get fired.
Right.
When that was
before.
I was a kid, I used to do that.
I've told you, I have the Iverson.
No, I don't.
Not the Iverson. I have the Sabonis on the Iverson jersey.
I had like.
Wish it was the other way around.
I had like things. You know, more
right, the
like.
Trinkets.
Yeah, I was a trinket guy.
Right.
Somewhere I got boxes, trinkets.
I still love
everywhere.
The ticket stuff. We had a caller earlier that said he still has the ticket stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
I got my World Series one, the lanyard still.
Do you?
Yeah, game three. It's like faded at this point, but.
That's cool.
It's one of the, you know.
Nah, that's.
Never
get
rid of that
save,
one. Yeah,
man.
Oh my God. What a night that was.
Oh, yeah.
The game didn't start till like 10:30.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Let's go to Casey. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Case.
Yo, good morning, guys.
Happy opening day, Case.
Yes, sir. You too. I love the show.
Thank you.
I got a story, but I'm a little late to the party with this one. I just wanted to say, Chunas, it was a stand-up thing you did trying to bring a variety of beer to all your friends. Not your fault, they're ungrateful. All right?
You mean the people that are looking at me right now that weren't appreciative of the beers I brought? Except Bob Cooney. He was the only one.
The great morning show, John Kincaid, the bro, Pat Egan, and Bobby C.
I bring beer and they laugh.
All right, and there's Connor.
Yeah.
Everybody hanging out.
It was very
out
unfortunate.
Here.
They're not friends, they're acquaintances.
I got to, yeah, exactly.
Co-workers.
They're co-workers.
So this, it's not an opening day story, but it's the last game that I've been to since, you know, the pandemic and everything. It's been a little while, but my wife and I, we always like to play the 50-50 when we go, and we usually try to get the group that we, you know, we go with to chip in, like $5, we'll get like, I think it's like 80 numbers for $20 or whatever, you know, as much as we can. Well, everybody says no. We end up winning the 50-50.
Oh.
And the group of people that are with us are all looking at us like they hate us. All right. Well, we ended up being like $8,000 after taxes. Well,
wow, really?
Here's,
good for
here's
you,
the
man.
Kicker, though. That was the half. Yeah, but hold on. Hold that thought. So
So we go, we got to go back and talk to like a Phillies representative. We go back to the office, we do this paperwork, whatever. We're on our way back, and the stadium starts shaking. I'm going to give you one guess what game it was.
The Harper game we just talked about?
You were just talking about it.
So, Harper game.
My question is, who really won? Because they were in their seats for the Grand Slam. We were on our way back from the office filling out the paperwork for the 50
grand. $8,000.
Yeah, dude. God bless, man.
You want to know when I saw the walk-off Grand Slam? On SportsCenter the next morning.
$8,000.
I didn't actually see it.
That's all right.
I don't know. From where I'm at right now, hey, that $8,000's come and gone. I think I'd rather see Bryce Harper hit a walk-off.
Listen, if the walk-off's in the World Series to win it, yes. If not, the $8,000.
$8,000.
Yeah, dude.
I was at that game. I saw the walk-off.
Yeah, no.
I would have taken $8,000.
Right. I mean, listen, if it's a once-in-a-lifetime World Series,
and yeah,
here's Bryce going yard, all right, you know.
Right.
That's a memory that you can't buy.
$8,000's $8,000.
But regular season, he was talking about like it was a hassle.
Listen, it was the best moment in the last 10 years.
Yeah, but.
But what did it really mean?
Right.
Exactly.
Hey, God bless you. You know, I mean, he went 50-50, man.
$8,000's $8,000, man.
That's nice. Let us tell you about, we'll come back this moment. We are live at Chickies and Pete's. It is great here. The aroma of crab fries.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Right? It feels like baseball season.
The sight of beer.
Yes. Love our Chickies and Pete's right here. Packer Avenue, South Philly. All right. Let's talk about, losing weight. Because if you imbibe, the beauty is that you go to NJ Diet and lose it. Yeah, because spring training is not just for ball players. You can get in shape before the summer. It only takes 40 days to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds with NJ Diet. NJ Diet's contractually guaranteed program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements. That's right, based on your hair, your saliva, your blood work. And then through NJ Diet, here's the deal. They use DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep it off for the rest of your life. You're not sure if you can do it alone? Listen, they understand that, which is why you're fully monitored by their certified staff. You'll also receive the doctor's personal email and phone number. NJ Diet, well, guess what? They are fantastic, and they're right there, close by, Cherry Hill and Princeton. You don't leave your house. You don't have to. They're all available nationwide with live online video consultations. Check them out. Call 855-5NJ-DIET or go to njdiet.com. Once again, 855-5NJ-DIET or njdiet.com and lose the weights for good.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The crowd will tell you what happened.
What was that? What was it?
I think that was 1980.
What, Dill, you know what that was? Dylan's back and doing a great job. Back in the studio. Was that 1980? You said, Andrew said yes. Let me hear it again because I'm trying to visualize.
The crowd will tell you what happened.
Good pitch, Tugger.
The crowd will tell you when. Who was that?
That's a good question. Who was doing the 1980 World Series broadcast? Let me check.
I was trying to get the voice.
1980 World Series.
Was it? Oh, Nelly.
What was?
Only a freshman.
What was that? He's going for the bundle.
That was the best.
Oh, my God.
He's going for the bundle.
Your TV announcers.
Keith Jackson.
Were Joe Garagiola.
Joe Garagiola.
Thank you. Tony Kubek and Tom Seaver.
That was it? Yeah. Tony Kubek then.
The radio announcers were Vin Scully and Sparky Anderson.
I thought I swore Keith Jackson did baseball.
He did.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
That game was. That was Garagiola? Joe Garagiola. He was like, dude, you know, when I'm a kid, it was Saturday afternoon baseball.
Yeah.
Like that was. Like, you didn't see any other games. Like, now, it's the best, right? Like we live in the golden age of sports.
Oh, my God,
because
yeah.
You can watch any game on
ESPN
your phone.
Plus.
Tab, whatever it is, right? But back then, you didn't have, you know, it was a big deal. We got TBS. It was like, wow, we saw, like, the Braves. And we actually had WGN.
Oh, really?
So we saw the Cubs. They were like, those were the big cable superstations, right? But on Saturday afternoon, they would have the game of the week. And if it rained out, you'd watch baseball.
Right.
And that was the first time you would see American League stadiums. Like, there's Tiger Stadium.
Right, that's
like,
cool.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, now, like you said, you can access it
right.
Anyway. You stream it, all kinds
exactly.
of stuff. Man. See, that's a world I don't know.
No, it's good.
Especially because when I was growing up, it's not like they were streaming, but some like ESPN baseball was on every night.
Yes.
And I loved it. When Bonds was going for the home run record, they did the live look-in every at-bat. So SportsCenter might have been on, and it was like, well, hold on.
Yeah.
Bonds is coming up to bat, and that's how I saw him hit the record.
Really?
Because I was up at night watching the San Francisco game because they were doing the live look-ins. Every single time he came up to bat, and then he broke the record. They obviously aired that for the next 20 minutes because he was shaking everybody's hands. But yeah, that was so cool. The live look in.
The live look in. I agree. I love the live look in. Let's see. Dustin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dustin.
Yo, cuz, just doing it. Happy
What's up, Dustin? Happy opening day, man.
Yeah, man. We're a little warmer, but you know what? That's opening day, I guess, right? We're used to being cold on opening day.
But, it's always cold on opening day.
Yeah. We'll get over it.
Yeah, but, who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you should open the Roy Holiday no-hitter, man. I sat at that game alone. I got that ticket last minute. And that's one of them games where I can just shut my eyes and I can put myself in that seat. And I can just remember everything that was going on around me after he threw that pitch. You guys gave me goosebumps driving my truck, so thank you for that.
Very cool.
That got me in the mood and got me amped up to call you guys. The love for Phillies and me and my family, it goes back to my grandfather. He runs in Salt, rest in peace, Bob Crawford, man. He was a big guy at the vet. Franklin Field, and with the spectrum. So, I mean, when it comes to baseball, my love always went to baseball from him, teaching me and having me down at the stadium during the games and stuff like that. And, you know, it's weird. You get one side of the family that's good on one sport, one side of the family that's heavy on the other sport. So I got football on one side and I got baseball on the other side. I quit baseball in first grade. I was a lacrosse guy. As you called me a hard head, I just had to hit things all the time. So I just stopped playing baseball. I couldn't do it anymore. But I've always loved the sport. I think you guys talked about this 2 weeks ago or something, where it's hard to find a guy that likes watching baseball and going to games but never played it or didn't like playing it. Well, that's me and my oldest. I bought into his first game when he was 6 months old. He's 13 now. He didn't like playing the sport, but he loves going to games with me. He loves being in the stadium, loves being at the ballpark. And I'm glad it's going that direction instead of completely alienating the sport and not even doing it anymore. So I'm thankful that that's where I'm at right now, but God, I need to get down to the ballpark. We were deprived from a summer of not even going down there. It doesn't feel like summer unless you're at the game.
Yes.
It doesn't feel like summer unless you're at the beach
and you hear the radio of the game going on.
Yes.
That's not soccer to me. That's not baseball. I don't know what the word for it there, but it sucks, I guess you could say. And we couldn't have that last summer. I am so happy that we could do that this summer and get on the ballpark. I mean, is that better feeling in the world when you wake up and say, hey, kid, you want to go to the game today? And they get all happy and you go.
It's funny because I was a little bummed. I wanted to do that today with my guys, but it's too early. Like, it's, again, it doesn't matter. They're actually all from school anyway.
I know.
And I got to work tonight, so it's like, whatever. I'll save it for when they're in school and I'll take them out.
My most entertaining Phillies of all time. Adam Eaton, just because that bum got a minor league.
Uh-huh.
Adam Eaton.
Papelbon, just because it's Papelbon.
You're right.
And who's my third one I was going to say? Scott Rowland. There's nothing else to say about Scott Rowland.
Scott Rowland. Scott Rowland, yeah, he was a jerk.
No,
he was a miserable freak. Yeah. Dust, thanks, buddy. Hey, have a great one, man.
Yeah, man.
Take it easy, brother.
Adam Eaton. I remember, I went to the game when they did the ring ceremony in 09, and he came out in street clothes, right, because he wasn't on the team or anything, and the place just erupted in boos. It was fantastic.
Yeah, that's
he
cool.
He's getting his ring, his World Series ring,
cool.
and Citizens Bank Park is booing like crazy.
That's
a
cool.
A packed stadium.
You don't remember, you ever heard the name Von Hayes?
Yeah.
5-for-1, he was a hate.
Yep.
He was a bit, there was another guy I hated, Von De Jesus.
Oh, really?
Because he was traded for Boa.
Oh, okay.
And I was like a little guy.
That's an association
and
hate.
And I was dead.
Oh, of course.
Because they traded Larry Bowa for Ivan De Jesus.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I'm telling you, there's nobody really to hate during that 08 era.
You loved everybody.
Eaton, Dustin just said.
Right, but you loved, everybody on that squad. Like, even, you brought up Pedro Feliz.
Yeah. Dude's got he had a cannon.
He did.
Oh,
no,
my God.
You know what was amazing about him? Nobody made on a 5-4-3 double play.
Smooth.
It was always the throw to second.
Perfect every time.
It was chest high.
Yep.
It was perfect.
Yep.
I mean, he was an underrated ball player.
Yeah. And a legend for the Camden River Sharks. Remember he played there for a little bit? My dad has a Pedro Feliz River Sharks bobblehead.
Wow.
He went to the game randomly with a couple of his old buddies. I don't even know why he went to a River Sharks game and not a Phillies game. And then sure enough, it was Pedro Feliz bobblehead night at the River Sharks.
He's the bro.
Just walking right in front of the YouTube.
What's up, bro? Where's the mic? You have an extra mic?
Oh, there it is.
There it is. Happy opening day, bro.
What a great day, isn't it?
It's awesome.
I love it.
Because
hope is out there. You know what I mean? There's hope that they could be awesome.
But, dude, look at this. Chickies and Pete's.
It feels normal again, doesn't it?
Well, I was saying it to Andrew. That's why it's going to help baseball, and it's going to help the Phillies. This town is dying to put their arms around the Phillies again.
Absolutely. I can't wait to get back in the stadium. I know Andrew's going Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the guys were talking about going this weekend. I can't wait to get
You're going
to
have daddy-daughter day at the ballpark?
Oh, absolutely. I took her 2 years ago now. So I can't wait to get her. I'm going to get her a new hat today. I'm actually doing an appearance at Rally House, 2-4 in Oxford Valley. You got it right.
Rally House.
So I'm going to get her a new Phillies cap today because she's outgrown her first one I got. So I'm excited for that.
That's cool.
So I can't wait.
Wait, what time are you going to be there?
2-4, Oxford Valley on Commerce Boulevard there in the mall. So stop by, and if you wear Phillies gear.
I got to get it. I want to get Massey a hat.
There you go.
Yeah, me too.
I got gift cards for people that show up in Phillies gear, so come on by.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah. So I can't wait, man. It's going to be a great day.
I'm excited. Aren't you excited?
Yeah, it's great. And look, this team.
You're good.
They got a shot.
I think dude, that over is going to hit.
Yeah, I took it already. I like this lineup.
I took it too.
You know, we'll see what center field gives you. It's obviously the weak link in the lineup.
It's all right.
But it's a fun lineup. It's going to be a good time.
I heard, did you guys hear Girardi on Mike?
Yep.
I did not catch him. I'm going to go back and listen to it because John
really
said he
good.
Was phenomenal.
He was. Very good. He was good.
And he seems, John said, optimistic.
Yeah, I think
Or confident was what John said.
Yeah, I think so. I agree with that.
He talks about Neris.
Starting pitching's got to stay healthy. And
he talks about Neris and the closing role and how it makes sense. and how he's done it in this city before.
Yeah, I disagree with that, but that's all right.
I love your... Yeah, I disagree with that, but that's all right.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, I don't like it, but...
Listen, I like Joe Girardi, but...
He's got a lot to prove. Look, I was underwhelmed last year.
I don't like Maris as the closer. I hate it.
I mean, he's got the best out pitch of the three.
Yeah, but here's
but
the
that's
problem.
Not a great
Everybody knows it's coming.
Right, you got nothing else.
I know. He's a one-trick pony.
Sit fastball.
It's not a great situation.
Exactly. Yeah, but I liked Archie Bradley. He's got a good arm.
Yeah. I thought he was going to be the closer. I mean, I picked him up in my fantasy league that nobody cares about because I thought he was going to be getting saves.
I'm sorry.
Like double
C. My fantasy league.
Wow, the tune is mocking you.
I can't hear him because I don't have a headset on.
Oh, yeah.
So rip away, Tunis.
Oh, that's great.
All right, I got it. Right, happy buddy. Opening day, boys.
Happy opening day, my brother.
Yeah.
Here he is, the bro from the John Kincaid Show.
He's sad because of his fantasy team. Come on now.
Ryan, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. We say, Rye.
Cars, it's an absolute honor, man.
Happy opening day, my brother.
You too. I got a cool opening day story, especially for the dads out there, but real quick. I was born in 1980. I'm up here actually in New York State with where it's Mets and Yankees country. So in 2008, when we found out my wife was pregnant with a boy, I talked so much trash, calling it like a prophecy, Phillies are going to win, with no actual thought that they were actually going to win. My son was born the morning after the Phillies won the World Series. So
get out of here. Like,
absolutely 100%
true. Dude, that's awesome.
So we're at opening day, Bryce's first year, and my son is actually wearing my old school maroon Phillies satin jacket that I had when I was a kid. And you know how they do the parade through center field, right?
Yes.
And we had always seen it. We kind of tried before to get down there, but there was always so many people. Well, that year, we're walking to get crab fries. Great tie-in, right?
Yeah.
We're walking to get crab fries now. Heck yeah. We're walking to get crab fries, and two Philly staff members stop us and start running a rope in front of us.
Okay.
For the parade. And so I look at my son and my daughter. I'm like, oh, we're staying. We're staying right here. And so literally the whole team goes right by us. We slapped hands with everybody. It's amazing. Like, my kids are going nuts. The last one through is Bryce. And it was actually kind of funny because he looked a little overwhelmed coming through that line, right? And he stops, looks at my son, sees the jacket or whatever, smiles, and gives him a fist bump. We're going nuts. Like, oh, this is great. Like, we start to walk away after they're done.
Yeah.
And my son is bawling, like crying. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what happened?
Right.
And he just goes, Dad, I'm so lucky. Like, I'm so lucky to be here.
Awesome.
And he was a mess. And it was just to this day, that was one of the coolest moments I've experienced at a Phillies game.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That's great for that. That's great. You know what? What a good experience for him. The fact that he...
That's
great. I like hearing those stories.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And stuff like that, so,
and so awesome. He was 10, and I said to him, like, just remember that when you make the bigs. Just remember that. Those kids that are looking for autographs and stuff, you remember that. And he, to him, that was like, oh, my gosh, my dad just said when I make the bigs, you know.
Yeah.
So it was just an awesome moment.
Good for you, dude. That's awesome. See you, brother. Good stuff. Let's go to Eric. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Eric.
Hey, everybody. Great day, isn't it?
Oh, fantastic.
One of my favorite days. Just a quick PSA. Just got my second COVID vaccination shot. Everybody try to get out there because I want the stadium to have 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 people in it by the end of the year.
Amen, so, man. Amen,
let's
buddy.
Try to get out there and get
sure.
Yeah. So, I have high hopes this year. I put money on the Phillies to win the NL East. That's 20 to 1.
Yeah, decent value.
Yeah, I think I put $10 to win like 200 or something.
Good for you, man.
I'm not breaking the bank or anything, but I have faith.
Yeah, dude, that's fun. It makes it interesting. That's all.
And that $10 is technically still in my account until the end of the year, so it's not like I'm missing it too long.
There you go. That's right.
But, yeah, I'm really excited. I don't have any really cool stories like the guy before me does.
those are great stories. But I played for Laura Buck Standish when I was younger, and Dave Amaro, which is Ruben's brother, was our coach. So we got to do hitting practice a few times in the back, which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
so,
man, that's a great thing. Are you kidding me?
So
that's a great experience.
Like hanging out at the Amaro's house and seeing Ruben's Gold Glove, and they had an autographed baseball by Michael Jordan, one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
That's a very cool thing. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it was really cool to see. And for my giveaway, I don't know if you guys remember this. Back in the day at the vet, they gave away Mike Lieberthal lunchbox.
Did they really?
Lunchbox.
Yep, the Liebe lunchbox?
Yep, I still have it to this day.
Oh, that's
inside
great.
Of it, I have a couple baseball cards and then my an autographed Simone Gagné card.
Oh, small gun, yeah.
About that.
Wow. Hey, great call, buddy. That's fantastic.
Liebe.
I was not a Liebe fan.
No.
He is not Wall of Fame worthy.
No. That's when they started junking up the Wall of Fame.
Yeah, you can't. Listen,
let's face it.
There's some great players. I love the Phillies Wall. But Liebe doesn't. You can't go every year.
No, exactly.
Liebe can't be on there.
No, he can't. That junks up your history.
Exactly.
Look
at the Yankees, right?
That's the epitome of we have 10,000 losses. Lieberthal's on our, exactly. on our Wall of Fame.
Exactly. That's the thing, you get embarrassed. You go,
yeah.
Look, the Yankees, they get, you know, one after another Hall of Famer.
You're walking through the Wall of Fame, you go, oh, wow, look, Mike Schmidt.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike.
And listen, it's not like we haven't had great players here.
Right. Go Lieberthal.
You just can't junk it up.
By the way, speaking of Wall of Fame and Hall of Fame, Mike Schmidt, 12:45.
Terrific. I'm
calling in at 12:45 today.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Let's go to Andy. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andy, happy opening day.
Happy opening day, guys. What's happening?
What's happening, buddy?
All right, so I got this story that's been passed down in the lore of my family. So my dad and my mom are out to dinner. My mom is, you know, 9 months pregnant. This is the last outing before, you know, the kid is arriving, me. And all these guys roll in, and my mom recognizes Steve Carlton. And they're over at the pub over in Pennsauken. After a game, my dad's like, all right, listen, that's Steve Carlton, the greatest left-hander ever. My mom knows who he is, right? So my dad's like, listen, my mom's like, I want to go over and say hi. My dad's like, no, listen, he's not the friendliest guy.
Right.
He was nasty.
Lefty.
He's having dinner, leave him alone. So they have their meal. My dad has a couple drinks. He goes to the bathroom, comes back. My mom's not at the table. She's over sitting with Carlton. Listen, he pulls up a chair for her. My mom's over there. My dad is like, he said he couldn't have been more mortified. Listen, my mom's, you know, 9 months pregnant, big fat lady.
Right,
and,
right.
listen, Carlton couldn't have been nicer to her.
That's
signed,
cool.
Signed a napkin, gave it to her, and I still have it.
Brother. That's great. How about mom? She's got stones, mom. She's like, get over here. That's good.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Good job. Good stuff, brother. Thanks for sharing that. Jockey K, come over here real quick. Come here. The mic's right here. Johnny, great show this morning, dude.
Thank you, buddy.
I really enjoyed it.
That was fun. I'm glad. Hi, Tunis.
Hi, John.
Good to have you back in the house.
Yeah, so, it's good to be back.
I want to ask you.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is like a gift today, right? Because we haven't been out. This is actually the first time I'm actually sitting in a restaurant.
Which I couldn't believe I heard on the way down. I could not believe that. Because remember, I was on the set of Caligula for most of the pandemic.
Right.
So we were open May 1st last year. Yeah.
So I don't go out as much as I used to anyway.
Right.
With the kids' ages and stuff like that. So, but I'm here and it's such a gift. And I'm so excited. See all the Philly stuff. And then I was thinking about you because here it is. You're back home after all these years. And it's opening day. And I was curious.
I just talked about this on the way down.
How does it feel?
You have a psychic mind. I was driving to the park, and I'm driving along 76, and I'm talking to my wife, who's flying in this afternoon, my wife and daughter, awesome. Flying in for Easter.
Give them a hug from
and I
from
got, and I told my wife, I said, I'm getting choked up.
Yeah.
And she goes, why are you getting choked up? And I said, it's my first opening day back home doing my job in Philly.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm getting choked up now. It's like, it's been a great career. I've had a fun career.
Yeah.
But to bring my career home. And to get to be here and get to do an opening day for the Phillies, opening day for the Eagles later on. Yeah. You know what I mean? The Sixers postseason's coming. Olivia is going to her first Sixers game Saturday night, and she's been studying the roster trying to, like, know.
Yeah.
I think Korkmaz may have a new fan. I'm like, she judges by who's good looking.
My wife is a Korkmaz fan.
Korkmaz too?
She's a Korkmaz fan.
Yeah, I don't understand it, but it's moving. It's so exciting. I can't wait. And there's no way that I wouldn't be in that building if their flight wasn't landing during the game. I would be in under any circumstances. Sure. I'd be there. And I'm so excited.
Yeah.
It's just, it's going to be
awesome.
Good
for you, man.
It's going to be absolutely awesome.
I'm very happy for you.
It's fun to be. It's fun to be. It's so much fun. It's fun to be home, dude.
Yeah.
It's fun to be. And how many times?
I'm thinking of you. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, and you know, listen, for people like us, that found this.
Yes.
Sports is everything. Like, Junius is looks like he's 11, right? That's exactly how I feel right now.
He's 17, I think.
You know, with his
jersey. He's going to Temple next year, right?
He got in. Freshman year.
With his jersey on, right? And, you know, so the Phillies, my man. So the Phillies, your whole life is your timeline of your life. You can, is judged by sports, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's governed by sport, and the Phillies played such a huge role in your childhood.
Game 5, Sunday night, 10th grade, watching the Astros-Phillies Game 5 in our living room with around 12 relatives watching that game, and they're down 5-2 in the 7th inning, and then the Phillies get the bases loaded with nobody out. A bunt base hit, I think by Boone. Bob Boone, I think, got a bunt hit. I know Boa did.
They
set base against Nolan Ryan down 5-2 in a deciding elimination game. And it's burned into my brain.
Yeah.
And to be back home, and you know, too, is all my boys, all my friends from college, high school, everything like that, my relatives, to be back amongst
all the
them.
Cousins.
Back amongst them, it's unbelievable, man. It is great. Good to see you,
brother.
Good job, guys.
Welcome
Happy
home,
opening
buddy.
Day.
Happy opening day, John. There he is. John Kincaid. Make sure you listen every morning to the John Kincaid Show with the bro and Bobby and Pat Egan and all the guys. And here's Connor. He's got his Phillies jersey on, too.
Speaking of Pat Egan, I just got a tweet from the Goose. Who does a great? You know,
I love the Goose.
DHY driver, right?
Yeah, the Goose is a good man.
He's making a drop off at the Egan household.
Get out!
Hey, he just sent me the. He's like, look at this. Look at the ticket.
That's
so he's making
cool.
a delivery at Egan's house.
That's good.
It's great.
All right, we are back here, Chickies and Pete's, and what a terrific time here at Chickies and Pete's. It's great. It really is, and it's open and it's fun and. It's getting back to normal. And nothing is greater than normal at Chickies and Pete's. 68 teams started the tournament. Remember that? The NCAA tournament? 68 teams started. We're down to the Final Four. The Final Four squads, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet a dollar on any tournament game. Your team wins. You win $100. It's that simple. Turning a buck into $100. That's it. It's 100 to 1 odds. Think about that. Pick any college basketball team that's still in the hunt. You're shot of winning $100. All it takes is a $1 bet and that team winning their next game. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use that promo code FANATIC when you sign up to turn a dollar into $100 magically. Oof. If that college basketball team of your choosing pulls off the victory, that's code FANATIC for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Randy Wolf who started. Belisario, Flo, Cheryl, now Broxton who followed. Line drive, right center field, base hit, one run scores. Ruiz around third, Decker waving. Here's the throw to the plate. It's not in time, and the Phillies win it in the ninth.
Wow, that was awesome.
J-Roll. Knocking in Ruiz.
I couldn't hear that. Was it, was that Joe Buck?
No.
I couldn't make out because, listen, it's a blast here. Oh, Let me tell you, it's unbelievable. It's so great as we're here at Chickies and Pete's. By the way, our 12 o'clock hour brought to you by Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. Get 0% financing for 72 months, a $500 rebate when you purchase a complete heating and cooling system from Service First. Learn more at servicefirsthvac.com. Who was that, Dylan? I don't know why I like to know that.
I think that's a TBS broadcast. Is that you're probably Ryan right. Johnson? Is that his name?
I need some Joe Buck into the night.
Oh. I like the stairs into the night.
Yeah.
You know what I did today?
What's that?
Morning. I YouTubed all-time Phillies moments.
Did you really?
And the video was posted in 2015, cool. So obviously nothing since then was on it. But it was just 15 minutes of just Phillies highlights. And I was just drinking my cup of coffee.
I'll throw it back at you.
Dude. Yeah, that's how I started my day. Cup of coffee, 15 minutes of just all-time Phillies highlights.
I like it.
I mean... Today's a holiday. I was talking to my wife this morning, and she goes, "How excited are you today?" And I was like, "You know how Christmas is your favorite holiday, and you go nuts Christmas Day, but nuts leading it. Like, this is bigger than Christmas Day for me. I'll be honest. I love Christmas.
Yeah, I get it.
But
yeah,
like I mean, today, I like
no,
I've been looking at the clock constantly.
No, I'm with you.
We're 30 minutes. I'll be honest with
you. I was, first of all,
Yankees Blue Jays.
It's great being here at Chickies and Pete's, right?
Yeah.
It's awesome. And it's fun. And I knew, I had a feeling it was going to be cool. Like, everybody's going to be excited about it. People come out, the whole nine. And so I couldn't wait to come to work today.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I was all set yesterday, got all the reads and stuff together yesterday.
Plus to talk about it. You know what I mean? Plus to talk about them.
Yeah. Like for a legit reason, right? Because they're going to be good this year.
Dude, I'm a huge Bryce man.
Yes. Yeah, I don't see how you couldn't be. I hope there's nobody that still is, like, upset about the contract. You can't be out there anymore, right?
I don't think so. I never understood that.
I mean, look at some of the money that other guys are getting. Lindor got paid 10-year, $310 million or $340, something like that. So he's locked up with the Mets for a while.
Yeah,
he's a great ball player. How many times have we said we wanted him? We've said that 1,000 times. As soon as Cleveland talked about shopping him.
Yeah, I never understood. Well, they didn't have the money. They didn't have the money to pay.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
Which is a shame.
Yeah, because he's such a good ball player. And Cleveland always has a decent team.
Yes. Yeah, it's a shame. All right. Here's the deal. So we got coming up, we got Mike Schmidt. Is going to join us. The legend. If you haven't seen him, you know about him, and you can Google him. Schmitty, HOF, Phillies all-timer. He's coming up next. And then I promise, the rest of the show, we're going to talk to as many people as possible. So I see everybody there. All right, I'm going to start at the top. Gabriel, Jordan, Glenn, Karate Mark, Sean, VT Ron, all you got. We'll talk to all you guys straight ahead. It's Cuz Radio with this man, the Chunis. We are live at Chickies and Pete's and right here. Don't forget also, Chickies and Pete's now hiring all positions, full-time, part-time. Go to chickiesandpetes.com/careers. Let's talk Parks, shall we? Parks, Casino Street Road, Bend, Salem. So here's the beauty. So right now, so you know, you're going to have deals that come about. The one that Parks has right now is fantastic, and that is just sign up and you get a risk-free bet of $50. Now that risk-free bet can be used in a myriad of ways. All the baseball stuff, you get the future stuff, they have the Bryce Harper market where you can figure out how many home runs he's going to hit, will he be MVP, you know, all that stuff. And we think, you heard Larry Bowa say, Bryce hits 40 bombs. Well, you can put your risk-free bet on Bryce to hit 40 bombs. They have everything. Today's game, the lines, futures, the props, it's all there at Parks Casino. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code Fanatic. Sign up and collect your risk-free bet of $50 without putting any deposit there. We're going to be there later tonight for Cuz's Corner. Parks Casino, the hometown 4-for-4 casino and sportsbook located in Bucks County. You got to be 21 in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The 3-0 pitch. Swing and long drive. There it is. Number 500. The career 500th home run for Michael Jack Smith. And the Phillies have regained the lead at Pittsburgh. 8-6. And the Phillies dugout comes swarming out to home plate.
Boy, what a time. And what a time to pick for number 500.
Wow. Get chills every time you hear it. And especially when you talk to that man. One of the all-time greats of this franchise. And on opening day, when we get to welcome back baseball, the Phillies, and a sense of normalcy, nobody better than the legend, Michael Jack Schmidt. Mike!
Anthony, how you doing? I think that introduction was a little long and a little slow. All right, I'll take it. I haven't had it in a while, so I'll take it.
Come on, man. We've been doing this a long time, you and I, man.
Yeah.
I love you, buddy. And we think about opening day, and we think about, you know, guys like you, man. This is a great day today, man.
Sure is. Opening day, ever since the beginning of baseball time, is an exciting day for everybody that loves the game. I don't know that there's any other sport where the opening day celebration is as exciting and fun for the towns and the fans of the team. And today should be no different. I think we got a great roster. They put together a very flexible roster, have just about everything they need from speed to power, and that starting lineup for sure is as good or better than every other starting lineup if you look at the starting lineup man for man. In fact, you can go across the board right there and compare it to the Braves starting lineup. I think we are a little deeper in terms of starting lineup and power and experience. So all in all, I think the Phillies fans should be in for an outstanding year. I think it's going to be an outstanding year for us.
Yeah, it feels, Mike, like it's almost like they're back, right? I love what Dombrowski did. You mentioned it. And, you know, he tweaked his team. He got really decent arms. Like, he knew he had to get that bullpen in order. And he's a professional GM. He knows talent. And I'm with you. And I'm real excited for a full season, Mike, because last year was so weird and COVID that it feels like it's back. And it feels like life's normal again.
Yeah, you're right, Anthony. Although I guess you may know better than I. We're allowed to have, 25% of capacity in the stands. Is that correct?
Yes, and sooner it'll be up to 50%, and then hopefully, you know, everything goes well, we'll be back to packed houses this summer.
Well, that's definitely better than you know, a bunch of placard faces behind home plate. Did I see your face on a placard last year, by chance?
yeah, it was scaring the pitcher.
No, again, the excitement of opening day is that every team in baseball is basically saying the same thing that we are talking about right now, that their team looks great, we're as good as anybody in the league, we're all starting out 0-0. We're excited. We're better than we were last year. All the opening day comments that are made around Major League Baseball. It's amazing. It's been that way since the beginning of time.
Yeah, then we're talking to the great Michael Jack Schmidt on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward. Mike, what do you think of Bohm? And I'm curious about, you know, the transition to third. And what do you see in him at the plate? What can we expect to think full season with Bohm?
I love him. I met him one time in the VIP dining room. We chatted for a little bit. We to this day, you know, we really haven't, with COVID and all that's going on, we really haven't spent any time together. I hear some of his interviews, and that he's a thinker. He's a student of the game. I get the impression that he and I would have could have a lengthy conversation over dinner about, you know, about the game, about the position that he plays, about hitting mechanics. He's way, way, way ahead of me at this point in his career as a hitter. You know, I often say that I was basically a home run hitter, a pull home run hitter, and a 250 hitter, and, you know, way too many strikeouts when I was at his stage. And he is much more polished, uses the whole field, tough to strike out. You know, he can get that big hit for you with a man on second base and two outs in a game. And you can see Joe Girardi thinks a lot of him, too, where he's hitting in that lineup. He could hit anywhere from, you know, from first to sixth in that lineup. And he's a guy that's really going to be fun for me to watch this year. I'm sure I'm going to get asked about him an awful lot. In any interview that I might do, probably on TV, I'll be commenting from my own experiences about plays he makes and at bats that he has. So, I mean, look, we got some seriously exciting young players. I mean, Reese across the way and at first base, and JT, I mean, when I say young players, I mean, I know McCutcheon is a little bit more experienced than the rest of the guys, and Haseley would be called a young player. And Bryce in right field, I wouldn't call him a young player. I'd call him, an eighth year or something like that, and he'd be more of a veteran player. But we're going to have fun watching the young guys this year.
Yeah, that's awesome. And listen, Mike, you know, everybody should be, all those hitters should be as lucky to have your approach at the plate. My God, you were an incredible hitter. That position is sacred in Philadelphia. And it's funny, like, you look at certain positions or whatever organization or other franchises, but because of you, third base is a big deal. And, you know, I could sit back and close my eyes and go recite Charlie Hayes to Scott Rowland to Pedro Feliz to David Bell, whoever played it. And because you represent the barometer of third base. So you're always going to get asked about Bohm. So I'm hopeful that that you'll like him. So
don't worry about me liking him. That's a given. We have had a lot of what you would call great third basemen since I left. I think the difference is that, you know, they didn't stay with the Phillies for a long time. They moved to another team. Scott Rolen, the perfect example of that. Possibly spent more time with the Cardinals than the Phillies. I'm not sure, but it's pretty close. So a lot of the guys that followed me, you know, weren't ingrained in the city and on the team for as long as I was. So kind of tough for a guy that played third base in Philadelphia for 18 years, you know, to be, I don't want to say, to be eclipsed in name by, you know, somebody that played there for 5 years or 6 years.
Right. No, I feel you, my brother. Hey, let me ask you, and I'm just curious, when I say opening day to you, what comes into your mind's eye?
Well, several things. You know, individual performances obviously are one of them. Things that happened on an opening day that I'll never forget. If you go back to 1974, I got my first walk-off home run, and it was against the Tugger.
Wow!
I hit a walk-off home run in 74, which kind of kick-started my entire career, if you want to know the truth. I mean, in 73, you might remember, I don't know whether you were born yet in 73, but, you know, I had a rough time with the manager, Danny Ozark, and the city, and, you know, I was up and down and in the doghouse and out of the doghouse, and problem with the media and such, and then the home run off the Tug opening day in 74 kind of changed, you know, my entire persona as a hitter and as a player in Philadelphia, and went on to have one of my best years ever in 74. I remember a year later in I want to say this might have been early 80s, late 70s, I can't remember exactly, Nolan Ryan started opening day at Vet Stadium hooking up with Steve Carlton, and I got one in that game too. Now, I wasn't a game winner, but I got a home run in that game, so that's a game I won't forget. I remember a game in 83, when we had the Joe Morgan, Tony Perez, Pete Rose team, you know, when we went to the World Series in 83. I remember we set a record in the visiting clubhouse for number of cups of coffee drank before the game.
Oh, man. I used to love when you would get hotter. If you see, it was interesting because the whole town put so much pressure on you. And I got Andrew with me, and he's a younger guy. And the pressure that was on Mike to hit for power and hit home runs. And, you know, I can only imagine hitting one off Nolan Ryan to start the season. You know, everybody was happy, right? Like, you know, they were only happy if you went yard, Mike.
Well, I got a few games, you know, a few games of what do you want to say, silence, so to speak, from the crowd, no matter what happened after some of those games.
Oh, man, you were the best. You are terrific, brother. Listen, are you doing well physically?
Yes, we are. We're in Florida. We're going to start the trips back to Philadelphia opening weekend here. I'll be doing a game on Sunday. We're going to do the Sundays with Schmidt telecast this year. We're going to do some hospitality work as we did a couple years ago. All of that stuff was terminated last year because of COVID. And we're starting to back up this year. We're not going to really start any of the Q&A or golfing or, you know, hospitality work till the month of May. But I'll be there for the next three Sundays for sure, just for the broadcast. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, we're not going to miss that. Love Sundays with Schmitty. You're the best, Michael Jack. We love you, buddy.
All right, Anthony. Much appreciated, and look forward to being back with you guys.
Can't wait to see you, pal. Be safe. Right. The great Mike Schmidt on the Comcast Business Hotline. So, by the way, it's 1 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the fabulous Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia as we celebrate opening day of Phillies baseball in Philadelphia.
What an awesome crowd tonight.
It's a great crowd. It really is. It's
I've seen some people here since 11.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Getting ready for the game.
Yeah, yeah, it's really cool. It's fantastic. So, in fact, the great Schmitty to come on, and, you know, we had Larry Bowie yesterday, and they're, you know, the greats of this franchise. So, Andrew, it's amazing, right? Like, and I wasn't. He talks about 73. I don't even remember it, right? Because I was a baby. But as I, you know, as it goes on, he was a guy that got crushed.
Crushed, yeah.
I mean, when you think about how we are and guys who complain today, like, that dude, that he was a great ball player. Yeah, like,
you could say he's the best third baseman of all time.
All time.
Yeah.
All time.
Yes.
Right? And he would get crushed. Like, it was amazing. Like, I think back on this, and one day what we should do, which would be a lot of fun, is if we did a Philadelphia retrospective that covers the last, you know, 50 years or 40 years or whatever. I had Mikey Miss, you know, talk.
That'd be cool.
Like, that would be a lot of fun because I, you know, because I was a little kid.
Right.
While he was playing, I was not. You know, I loved Mike Schmidt. He was my favorite player. He was number 20. Right. Like, every kid, like, I could close my eyes and see his swing.
Right.
Because he was right-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I was right-handed. You tried to pull the ball.
Right.
You wanted to hit for power. You know, all that stuff. So, you know, I don't know. All of our, like, growing up, all the kids loved him.
Yeah, of course.
But he used to get buried.
I remember I read a book on him years ago, right? And I remember the photo of him wearing the wig.
Yes.
And, and the glasses, and he took warm-ups at first base.
Yes.
Because he wanted to hide from the booze from the crowd.
I mean, think about this. It, you know, here's Mike, who's a young guy coming up. He's from Dayton, Ohio. You know, real Americana.
Yeah.
And he comes in his culture.
Talk about culture shock, right?
Right. I mean, and it's funny, Andrew. You know, I'm going back. I'm doing a thing about the Philadelphia in the 70s.
Right.
And, you know, this place was a nasty cauldron.
Oh, man. My God. I'm sure it was.
And I can't, like, I think about that. And when he brings it, you can still, he still brings it up, right? Like, he brought it up today. You know, about getting on him and all.
Yeah.
Like, wow. And then opening day, he remembers that basically saves his career in Philadelphia.
That home run. Oh, Nolan Ryan. Think about that.
And they would bury him. Like, how could you bury that kind of player?
The greatest third baseman of all time.
Isn't that amazing?
The greatest, you could probably say, Philly of all time, or he's at least in the top three.
So when Tommy Hunter says, sorry it wasn't good enough.
Right.
Here's perspective, Holmes.
Right, exactly. Meanwhile, Mike Schmidt's a 500 home run man.
You stink, Tommy Hunter.
Exactly. Unbelievable.
All right, let's run the phones. Gabriel, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Gabriel.
Anthony, it's Gabriel.
Yes, there he is. The legend.
I just wanted to say that I'm so overcome with excitement that I might, my emotions might prematurely explode like a geyser before 3 p.m.
Oh, my God.
What's up, guys?
Oh, my God, dude. That's awesome.
What's it like out in San Fran, Gabe?
Oh, hot and sweaty.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
I never thought I'd be able to say this in my life, but to piggyback off what Schmitty was just saying.
Oh, my God.
Is there anything greater than today? I mean, like you were talking about earlier, it might have been crappy in the 40s, it's dark and rainy. It doesn't matter what the weather is outside on opening day. It's opening day. It's always 82 and sunny with a beer, a hot dog, on a sunny afternoon at Citizens Bank Park. Am I right?
Yeah, dude. I was saying that earlier, man. It's so true.
I mean,
true.
It makes everybody around here happier.
Yeah.
You know, the weather gets nice. And going to the shore, sitting on the beach, listening to the ball game. I mean, everybody wants to go to a ball game, too. you know, it's not like the wintertime is November, December. Like, hey, you want to go to an Eagles game? I'm like, I'm not going. I prefer my couch.
Right.
Like, he's like, hey, you want to go to a ball game? They're like, yeah, of course, let's go. It's just a tradition. I think that's what makes it mean so much to the city and come together for everyone.
Yeah, and we're social beings, right? I mean, listen, all human beings are social. But, you know, in this town, you know, we're used to the rhythm of life, right? And when we get out of winter, it's time to go crazy. And especially now the winter has lasted for a whole year thanks to COVID. And now we're like, oh, man, you know, it feels so good to be out.
Exactly. And I mean, this opening day didn't come until July last year. And of course, it was COVID, so they had no fans. And now it's just, it feels like you said earlier, like a more normalcy. April 1st, sunny day, getting ready for a ball game with hopes of having a packed stadium by the summertime. It's very uplifting for everyone in the area.
Yeah.
If I could tell you just a real quick story regarding the Phillies. So growing up, I was fortunate enough, my family and I had season tickets to the Phillies at the Vet. We were section 240, row 18, seats 1, 2, 3, and 4, right off the third baseline. And for as long as I can remember, I went down there almost every game with my dad. He's like, bring your mitt in case you catch a ball. So from the 80s, crossing over to Citizens Bank Park where we had our tickets, I never, ever got a foul ball. I was always disappointed because my siblings would go, they would get it. The people in front of me, beside me, behind me would always get it. And so about 2 years ago, I go out with my buddies, and we're walking around. I'm behind home plate, just stand there, and Bryce Harper fouls one off, and here comes the ball up the stairs. Boom. 12 people must have missed it, and it lands right in front of me on the third step. So I go down, I grab it, and I'm like, I feel like I just won the World Series. So I run over. I call my dad. I said, Dad, you'll never guess what happened. It finally happened. And he had a smart remark that I can't repeat on the radio. But so I get done, I come over, I'm talking to my buddies, and Usher comes over, he grabs my arm. He says, hey, I just heard that phone conversation with your father, is that true? I said, yeah, I've been waiting 37 years for this ball. He was like, all right, good, because if you weren't true, I was either going to give you two options. I throw you out with the ball, or I take the ball away from you, and you can stay here. I said,
really?
Sir, you would have had the privacy fall out of my cold, dead hands. Like, yeah, you stepped down into the Diamond Club, and you were just walking around, so you can't do that.
Oh, I was like,
oh, break.
Oh, jeez.
I got 87 wins, cuz.
I love it. Gabriel, thank you, buddy. Great to hear from you.
Sir.
Enjoy it. Happy opening day. Very cool, man. Really, it's so much fun.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like, you can hear the atmosphere here.
You're right.
People are ready. I'm looking at the jerseys right now that people are walking around in. I saw a Gary Matthews jersey.
Oh, Sarge.
We got a John Kruk jersey over there.
Very cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, love that. VT Ron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. VT Ron.
My man, Possum Pants, Tunis. How y'all doing today?
What's happening, Ron? Ronnie?
It is an opening day, even in South Carolina. Let me tell you something. There ain't anything better than opening day baseball. I got my Bryce Harper shirt on. We're driving up to Virginia, going to see the kids. And it's just an exciting, exciting time, opening day every year. But, you know, to go back to what Schmee was saying, that team, when they came into the Vet, they stunk. They were terrible. If you remember correctly, I think Carlton, the year Carlton won 27 games, I don't think they won, what, 60 games that year?
All right, but do me a favor, because I don't have the perspective that you do. Why would they boo him? Why did they kill him like that all the time?
You know, Anthony, when he first came up, again, he was on a bad baseball team. And, you know, I think we as fans, and I was a lot younger, what we as fans expected him and Carlson, I think they were the only two on the team, really, when you stop and think about it. I think Bo was there, too. But they were not a good team, so you expected all of this hype. And there was hype surrounding Schmitty that he was going to bring the team into a different place as far as being a good baseball team. Of course, they had Sandy Ozark, and you know my dad's story about Sandy Ozark. But
But was that enough to bury him? Like, they buried him.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
For the life of me,
it is amazing because he was the greatest third baseman to ever played, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
You know, and I guess that at that time, like I said, the teams were not very good, and it could have been a problem, you know, with people accepting the team and thinking that this guy Schmidt, who's supposed to be all everything. He was struggling a little bit, though, if you remember. I don't know if you remember.
Anything, I don't. I mean, that was early struggled. 70s. I remember, like, around 70, right. Like, late 70s type.
He did struggle when he first came up. And he
all right, well, yeah, but the young players were to struggle, right? Like, they tortured him.
Right. And I think a lot of people thought, and I remember this, that by getting on him, they were making him worse than better. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In other words, because
crazy,
of all of
man.
The turmoil and
right.
because of, the, you know, beating him up. But, hey, you know, I got to tell you, Anthony, I do have one small story and a baseball story. And the other thing, too, just to piggyback, of all the things that I've done, I've never been to an opening day. Of all the wow. things, all the places I get, and you know I've been to a lot of places.
Sure.
I've never been to an opening day.
You gotta take care of that, man.
Yeah, I gotta come up, you know, and there's gonna be fans in the stands. There's not gonna be cardboard.
Well, you make your reservations for next year, buddy. And it's gonna be
good. Yeah, buddy, I am.
My good stuff, man.
Really quick. Real quick story. What happened was, I was at Connie Mack Stadium, and my father brought me there, and they were playing the Giants. And the Giants had Willie Mays.
Okay.
Willie Mays warmed up, and I said, "Hey, Willie, throw me the ball." I had a catcher's mitt. He threw me a ball.
Wow, you got Willie Mays ball? Ah, you didn't forget about it. That's incredible. Willie Mays ball.
Did you imagine?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I guess back then, You could go up, you know, you were in the stands. You could,
right,
you
know, right.
It was such a different, I can only imagine, the time because you could reach out and touch, you know what I mean?
Right, but you're seeing it more now where guys are, like, having catch with kids, like, during warm-ups and stuff, which,
well,
like,
Bryce,
I saw Harper do it a few times.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Listen, let me just say this. He's the best.
Yeah.
That guy gets it. Bryce Harper gets it. Let's keep it going on the phones. Jeremy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Jeremy.
What's going on, Anthony? How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
I'm pumped for today, man. I'm pumped. I had tickets for baseball since last year, and this team, I think, is going to be good. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah, I listen, I think the same thing. I think they got a real shot. They have a shot to make the playoffs. But they're going to win. They're going to be fun. It's a great division. So from that, you know, I think it's going to be a lot of fun to follow them all year.
And if I could tell you an opening day story. My very first opening day, I was 8 years old. It was 1985. And I was a shy kid, very shy kid. And my dad told my brother and I to go down to the Phillies dugout, you know, over to the right. Maybe you can get a couple autographs.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there by myself with my head down because I was shy. And my favorite player at the time was Juan Samuel. And I'm sitting there by myself.
I used to like Juan Samuel, too.
I loved him, yeah. So yeah. And Juan Samuel happened to come up to me and introduce himself to me, took my baseball and signed it, and shook my hand and told me to enjoy the game.
That's fantastic.
As an 8-year-old kid, and your favorite player just comes up to you out of the blue without you even saying nothing to him, because you could tell I was shy, it just made my day. Even though they lost that game, but it still made, you know, it made the whole day.
Yeah, I guess so, man. You know, you're a guy, you're shy, you're a young kid, you're shy, and there's your hero, and that's part of the whole thing.
Yep.
When you're raised in the thing, loving the players, and, you know, whether it was Utley or Rollins or Schmidt or, you know, the Crocker or those 93 guys. You know, all that stuff. That's a big part of it, man.
And what seems to be different now, I took my son opening day in 2019, Bryce Harper's first year. And they don't sign autographs but like they used to back in the day, which is, you know,
well,
a little shameful. But, you know,
But
it's different though, you know, like it's hard to it really is difficult to hold them to that kind of thing, you know what I mean? Like it's a different world now.
Yeah, my son wasn't upset, you know. I blamed him. I said, you know, it's a different world we live in than when I was a kid, you know, it's just these players are just, you know, so much stuff going on with them and it's just they have to concentrate on certain things and my son understood, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, again, I just think I don't even think you put that expectation on them, right? You just enjoy, you know. Like I don't do that with my Massimo. I let him, you know. He's the bigger baseball fan of my two kids, and I just let him, you know. Like, listen, dude, love the game, man. We're gonna love the game.
Yep. No. All right, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
You got it, buddy. Take it easy, man. I mean, that's I think a lesson.
Yeah, just love the game.
Love
man.
The players, right? But you don't need to, you know. Because the whole thing is, you want to keep the kids insulated.
Yeah.
At least I do.
You know what I mean? That makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. By the way, Garrett Cole just mowed down the Jays. 1-2-3 inning.
I'm rooting Jays. Glenn in Wallingford, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. G.
Yo, what's happening, boys?
How's
it going,
man? Oh, my man.
Finally, somewhat of regular, you know, back to basics and trying to get back to normal, right, for opening day. So I'm glad you guys are enjoying it, man. It's
fun. I don't know if you can hear it through the radio, but it's got this vibe, man. It's really cool.
Yeah, no, it's funny because I'm looking at social media and, you know, people are, like, posting stuff with their Phillies gear on and you know happy opening day and stuff like that, you know. And you know what, and obviously I'm hoping this is really more like a metaphor on life right now, right? Because opening day is always like every team, every fan base has an optimism that, you know, that this is the year the team's going to, you know, win the division, win the pennant, you know, and hopefully with things getting, you know, people getting vaccinated and people, you know, hopefully things get better as we go into the spring, right? So hopefully it's really just a metaphor on what's happening here, right?
And I think it is, brother. I really do. I think it is. I think it's got that. I think it has that thing out there, you know.
I hope so. I hope so. And real quick, I want to talk to you about Hemingway in a second. But real quick, back to Schmidt. It's funny because, you know, as a kid, Schmidt was my favorite player, right? I mean, you know, you come in, whether you're playing wiffle ball with your boys or whatever, and you get a little wiggle in the hips, right?
So, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody did that, right?
Yeah.
It's funny because as an adult, and you have kids, that's why, like, adults suck. Because I remember, like, the grown-ups when I was little. Oh, Schmitty, he sucks. You know, he comes up small. He gets paid millions of dollars.
They used to crush him. Exactly. That's what I'm telling Andrew about.
Right.
And you would defend him as a kid. You're going, leave Mike alone.
Yeah, what are you talking about? He hits a home run. Oh, yeah. You know, he can hit home runs when the score is 7-3.
Oh, they used to kill him. He stinks. Right?
Exactly.
He never hits meaningful home runs.
I know. But and you know what? That's why, as a parent, right, I try to have a different outlook, and you try not
I
to
do the same thing.
Have this venom, right? It's just like this piss and vinegar as an adult, and it's funny because my dad's like 82, and he's like the biggest sports fan, but every year, so all those bombs. Dumbbells,
you know,
all the Phillies are
doing
the Eagles, whatever it is, right? And it's just, anyway, I try not to do that. I'm glad to see that obviously you're not doing it. But
I think that's great.
Real quick, I know you're obviously the writer at heart, right? And that Ken Burns documentary coming out soon.
I know.
In a couple weeks about Hemingway, right?
So, yeah, I loved Hemingway. I still go back and reread. When I need to be inspired, I'll read it. You know, it was probably about three weeks ago, because I was watching that Stanley Tucci show, right? So I went back and read Immovable Feast, and it's him, you know, going through Paris, and it's an amazing, you know, of sampling the all the delicacies of the time, and it's just it's fabulous.
And I know I've talked to you before about just like life and traveling and all that.
Yes.
Stuff, right? So I know that, you know, you could, you know, that's what you
I appreciate that. Yeah, I will definitely be. Yeah, I'd love to talk to you about it. So hopefully you watch it, buddy.
I'll talk to you. Absolutely.
Thanks, G.
Enjoy the Phillies and enjoy the Sixers tonight, right?
That's it, baby. That's right. So we've got Sixer basketball tonight. I forgot all about it.
Sixers Cavs.
Yes. By the way, I got to give a yo out.
To who?
Somebody listening at work right now. You know who I'm going to say?
Yeah.
Got to give a load of a yo out to our man, Chucky.
Yes.
Chuck D'Amico.
Stuck at work today.
Who is the great program director at 97.5 The Fanatic, who is stuck at work.
How can he be stuck at work?
And he can't be here in this great place of chickens and
peas. This is a sports day, and he's the program director of a sports radio station.
Well, he wears two hats.
Yes, he does. That's true.
He's a two-hat guy.
He is a two-hat man.
So, all right, we'll come back. Sit tight. More of your calls. Thank you for your sharing. I love this. I see C-Notes. My man C-Notes wants to talk Phillies and Sixers. I see Joe and Sean and KD. Oh, there's T-Love. Oh, we're going to get everybody up here. That's straight ahead. Don't miss a second. Hey, look, 68 teams started the tournament. Only the best have survived. We're down to the final four squads. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet a dollar any tournament game. That team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Turning $1 into $100 is 100-1 odds. So pick any college basketball team that's still in the hunt for your shot at winning $100. All it takes is a dollar bet and that team winning their next game. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code FANATIC when you sign up to turn a dollar into $100. If the college basketball team of your choosing pulls off the victory, that's code FANATIC for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Riley Powell's are being weighed. Brad Lynch stretches. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World Champions of Baseball. Brad Lynch does it again and stays perfect for the 2008 season.
Wow. Shoot it.
Miss that voice, man.
Sure you do.
Oh, my God.
Sure you do, Judas.
I still remember one of the coolest things.
He's the best.
Remember a few weeks ago, or probably a month and a half ago now, the Phillies did the highlights, and they had Harry's voice?
Yes.
That was one of the coolest things I saw.
Yeah, it really was. It was fabulous. We were excited. Remember, we were like, you know, that's the best, man.
Yeah, his voice. And I love Tom McCarthy. I do.
I do, too.
You know, I think he does a really good job.
I'm big Tom. I like Tom a lot.
Just hard to not miss Harry.
That's, you know.
Legend.
That's it. And he's synonymous with Phillies.
Yeah.
He's synonymous.
A lot of childhood,
man. And it's the childhood memory of everything, your summers. He was the voice of summer. Let's keep going. T-Love, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. T-Love.
Yeah. What's up? Happy opening day.
Happy opening day, my man.
Something to smile about finally, right?
Damn straight, baby.
Listen, listening to Mike Schmidt, man, I remember the days when my dad used to take me to Connie Mack Stadium, and I used to get the plastic hats and the Don Money bats. I had no idea who they were.
Don Money.
I love going with my dad. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
And now, when I really paid attention to baseball is around the time when Carlton and Smitty and the Bull, oh man, watching the Bull and Smitty go back to back jacks, man.
Wow, back to so back. Much.
Oh man, it was so awesome, man. And just those days, man. And the way, like you said, the way they treated Smitty, man. They, look how they did Dick Allen, man.
Yes.
And they're only now trying to make amends for it. And I think it's too late. Is it too late for him to be in the Hall of Fame?
No, it's not too late, but your point's right, though.
You know, I mean, these guys are the greatest Phillies. I mean, even when Carlton left, man, I mean, they hated Carlton.
I know. What
he was
kind of
arrogant, you know, but he was a great player.
Yeah.
If you love baseball, you love the dude, man.
Yeah, you know, it's so nuts. Like, I think back to that time we were talking about it and explain it to Chunas. Like, you know, when people think it's Negadelphia now, I mean, that place was a completely different beast.
Yeah, and it was the adults, man. I mean, because we were kids, man, and all we wanted to do was enjoy the game. And I remember when the Phillies were boss bad, and then they got great. And then they got boss bad, and then they got great, and then they got boss bad, and then they got great. I mean, it's been up and down, man, but it's been a great ride. You know what I mean?
I feel you, brother. I feel you, man. I do.
I love baseball. I like to see. I honestly wouldn't let my – if I had a son, he'd have to be at least 6'5 to play football. And at least that tall, basketball, they're short guys. But baseball, there's got to be more baseball, man, in these schools, man. They have to start having programs for inner city kids, man. And
you know what? You need to market, like, you know, when you're, think about it. You know, when you were growing up, baseball was big in black neighborhoods. Like baseball.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, all across Philadelphia, the one thing that all those neighborhoods had, they're all ethnic pockets, right? You had black people and Irish people and Italian people and the Polish people and, like all those pockets, right? The one thing they all had in common was baseball.
And we all played stickball, too. And before I go, let me tell you, my father, my first baseball glove, my father didn't take me to a retail store. You know where he took me to? He took me to the pawn shop.
Yes.
And you know why?
My God, that's awesome.
He told me, he said, listen, son, your glove needs to be broken. It's going to take you too long to break in the glove.
He's a genius.
We're gonna go to the glove broken already. And then you're going to oil it and grease it, and it's going to be yours.
I love it. Oh, my God. T-Love, you're the best, man. Yeah. Thanks, man. How about that? His father took him to the pawn shop.
Awesome. That's awesome.
That's great.
Hey, listen, that's great. He's already broken
in. He's G-smart.
Dude, there was nothing worse than having to break in a new catcher's mitt. Those things just...
Yeah.
It would pop and the glove just fall out.
Yeah.
Like every single time.
Yeah. That's a great story.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. I got to write that down. I'm going to use that story.
Yeah, you should.
And put that in a TV show. Joe in Bristol. You're on 97.5 tonight, Joe.
Hey, cuz. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Great day today, you know.
Happy opening day, Joseph.
Yeah, you know, the best thing about opening day is everybody's in first place. So let's hope we stay there, you know. But I got to tell you two quick stories, if you don't mind. They're very quick. But
sure.
I was at that game when Mike Schmidt hit that home run. And I was the guy, one of the people who just couldn't stand him from 73 because I believe he came up with a lot of hype. And to this point, he had a terrible year. He batted 194. I think he had 20 home runs. But he just was not what Philadelphia thought he would be coming into that year. And I was there at that game, and I brought my future father-in-law, mother-in-law, my future wife to that game. It was snowing. It was a streaker. I was busting on him all day. And my father-in-law said, look, you got to stop busting on him if you want to marry my daughter. And then he comes up in the ninth, or bottom of the ninth, or bottom of the tenth, it gets tugged and hits a home run. And I was still able to marry her, but it was a traumatic time. And he's right. I think it turned his whole career around instead of lunch for that time.
Wow.
But it was amazing. It was amazing. And
you gave me an amazing understanding just now by telling me this story. So, and I'll let you tell your second story in a minute. But I just gotta say this. So, Joe, thank you. Because the other day, we got in this conversation about Ben Simmons, right? And I was getting killed because I like Simmons, right? So, I'll defend him for the stuff he does and everything else.
Right.
And there was people, they're just killing me, right? Nasty, like, yeah, you defend him, you're an enabler, blah, blah, blah. And it all makes sense because it goes back to that story that you just said. You said that Philadelphia had these expectations of Michael Jack Schmidt, and the same guys who were booing Schmidt are crushing Simmons.
Well, it's true. I have to admit, I was one of them who was crushing them. I really was.
I love you, man.
I don't live it down to this day. My father-in-law passed away, but every time we see each other, when Mike Schmidt's name came up, I would never hear the end of it, But
that's great.
It was a great memory. And I got to tell you one other quick story.
Sure.
I won't. But this goes back when, I guess in 67, 68, my buddies and I would take the train down to North Philadelphia and walk the back tracks to Connie Mack Stadium. We'd get there early for batting practice and try to get baseballs, and we did. We were really successful at that. But one time we're down there, the Dodgers were there, and we're out in right field, and we were there early, and Danny Koufax was out there warming up. The bullpens were on the side. They didn't have like today. They were like on the first base and third base line.
Right.
So they were there.
Yeah.
And I said the ball was, he had a ball, and I said, Mr. Koufax, can you throw me the ball? And he did. He threw it to me, and I caught it.
Wow.
And I was jumping up and down thinking that was the end of it. Then he kind of motioned to me, and this is honest to God true story, guys. He motioned to me to come down to see him, and I thought he wanted me to order. He was going to autograph it, which he did, but he autographed it in the Dodger dugout. He took me into the dugout,
and
a couple of the players, and they signed the ball.
That's awesome.
Dramatic, and it's a true story. I'm not making it up. It was unbelievable. Today you couldn't do it, but he brought me down there and he signed it. And my
that's a great story, Joe.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. That's awesome. Sandy Koufax.
How about that?
That's unbelievable.
He's right, though. You can't do that anymore.
Ah, look at that. My man is taking that to the game.
Nice. We got the sign.
The sign is here. It's going to the game. Cooperstown doesn't know Dick Allen. Number 15. I love it, fellas.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic, man.
Great sign.
Great job, guys. You guys rule, man. Let's go to Sean in Limerick. Sean, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, boys. Been in the cold for the last couple hours. Running some errands off today. You guys are absolutely crushing it. I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Thank you so much, buddy.
Anthony, you and I are about the same age. And, Doc, Wilbert, Michael Jack, and Clarkie were my four icons of sports growing up, right? And I always wanted to be a third baseman, a right-handed bat. And literally, my childhood, I grew up in South Jersey, and literally across the street from where I lived was baseball field. So my childhood was baseball field, sandlot. Like, we didn't have a lot. So, like, when your wood bat got cracked, we got the duct tape out. Remember those things? Like, we didn't have a lot.
Sure, man.
Yet,
are you
right?
kidding me?
We might have had like three or four baseballs, and after a couple of foul balls, everybody's in the woods looking for the balls. You play right field out. Like we played baseball party pretty much every day growing up, and I just want to share some of my memories of baseball and like how it went through my life. So, like early on, like just watching games with my grandfather, and I was fortunate enough. Like I want to say it was like 93, 94. It was a Mother's Day game, and we went on the mound.
Mother's Day was a big deal. Mother's Day baseball, yeah.
Yep. And I think he mowed down like 18 against the Yankees. And it was just unbelievable. It was at the vet. In 93, I just graduated from Temple. I had a military commitment. And my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, came out to visit me. It was in October. And we were in the room walking in a restaurant watching Game 6 from Joe Carter, crushes on 93 Phils. Fast forward to like the run that we had between like 2006 and 2011. My son, he's a senior in high school and a baseball player. He's going to play some college baseball. He just started getting into it. So when 2008 happened, he was five, and he had just started playing T-ball and was really into it and started collecting baseball cards. And then we got into the whole travel baseball thing. And like baseball to me, like some of my best friends right now are the dads that I coach with and I met through baseball. Like it just brought us together.
Yeah, I know. It's great that way, man. I'm having the same journey you are, buddy.
Yeah, I know you are. You're a little bit younger. It's just so much fun. I mean, it really becomes your social network and like a whole additional group of friends. But I am super pumped about the Phillies, and you know, I think that Dombrowski has done a real nice job of, you know, kind of getting some arms in the bullpen.
That's right, Sean. That's right.
Alvarado looks amazing.
I want you to have a great day, and I want you to enjoy it, my man. Happy opening day, Sean. I have to everybody. I mean, this is a very, it feels like a holiday, and it feels like a coming out or a coming back, however you want to call it, party.
Yeah, I mean, it was, like, listen, we do the show every day, right? So we know that the Phillies hype hasn't been there the last couple of years. And last year was just weird.
Right.
And it was so frustrating with the bullpen. So they got the pregame show on NBC Philly right now.
Right.
And they showed the montage of the bullpen last year. And I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh, my God. It was awful last year.
Yeah, it was nasty.
And you just know, paper-wise, you know it's going to be better this year. And you know the lineup's going to rake, and you know that it's going to be exciting to watch this team play again. That's why, like, this place is going nuts right now.
I know.
Getting ready for the game.
I know. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it really is. C-Notes, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, C-Notes?
Hey, Anthony.
Happy opening day, my man.
It's been a while since I talked to you.
I know, we've been notes.
I'm listening.
Okay.
You're my favorite show. But
thanks,
listen,
baby.
Man, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Phillies and Sixers. I could see Nola having a big game, probably like 7 strikeouts. I see us winning like 4-1.
You like a 4-1?
I like a 4-1 because I'm picking the under, so 4-1 is the. the Sixers, I don't see George Hill on the injury, so I'm thinking he's gonna play tonight. So I can see us blowing the Cavs out.
I think they come back tonight. The only thing I'm worried about is that it's the last game of this trip, right? Like, they're dying to get home. So, but I think so. I like the Phillies. I like the under, too. I think you're right about that, Notes.
Oh, okay. And I wanted to thank you about the Cheese Steak Guru page on Facebook. Since you and Chickies and Peas, they make the best chicken cheese steak.
You're the greatest, C-Notes. I love it, man.
Hey, Anthony.
Good talking to you, buddy. Take it easy, my man. Let's go to Ramsey. Ramsey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, Cuz? How you doing, man?
Happy opening day, Ramsey.
Hey, man. Happy opening day. Probably my voice sounds a little solemn or anything. Just when you played that Harry Callis, man, that hit like a level. Because that was, man, that was childhood right there.
Right?
I remember that play right there that he called. It was with my dad. We weren't at the stadium. We were watching it live at home. And I remember we were just sitting there just like, all right, Brad, come on now. Like, Brad, you've been great all season. You've been perfect. Let's close it out. Let's shut it down.
Shut it down.
That 0-2 strikeout. I accidentally posed like Brad's lids in the middle of my living room. I didn't even watch him do that. I just threw my hands up, got to my knees like, we did it. Like, it was just amazing. And then, like, I remember as a kid, I was, like, 5, 6 years old, going into first grade. First ever Phillies game. I was watching them play the Giants at the Vet Stadium. Oh, my God, it was phenomenal. We was up in the bleacher, or up in the high seats, because it was a camp vacation trip.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of those, like, oh, you're a summer camp. You're going on a little trip. And it's like, oh, okay, so all you kids sit in the highest seat possible and watch these little ants play baseball.
Right. I mean, you think of that, right? Because I'm with you. We used to be up to the 600 level, 700 level. And like it's one thing for football. Baseball.
Yeah.
It's like you're up there at the 700 level. I feel you, man.
I love it. I loved every second of it, and like, I'm looking forward to get my second shot. Once I get my second COVID shot, first thing I'm buying is a Philly ticket and going to go see those guys 2 weeks afterwards, because I'm missing those guys play, man. I miss my guys.
I love it. I love it, brother. Oh, God bless you, Rams.
All right, brother.
Thanks for talking today, man. Appreciate it, baby.
Man, no problem.
Fantastic, man. I love these stories. I do. Love them.
Sunday's going to be, I can't wait.
Yes.
It's funny. I was thinking about this the other day. Remember, when my wife was still working the night shift, I was going to games all the time because she was working.
No,
I had nothing else to do. And thank God, I work in this industry, so I have the media pass and stuff. I just realized COVID was all last year. I haven't, like, really gone to sporting events in 2 years.
No.
Like, we would go occasionally, but I was going three nights a week to games.
Dude, we you're right. I mean, I think that's why there is a special feeling in the air today.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It feels special today as we're here. And it's like we're almost, getting reacquainted. So I'll tell you a story real quick. Lou, there's a guy that got it. Just came over here. Yep. Where's Lou at? So
deep in conversation.
Louis. Lou DeMaze, right? Let me tell you something. He's one of the great people you ever want to meet. A Philadelphia treasure. He's at Chickies and Pete's. He's been here forever.
Yeah.
He's one of the greatest, right?
I'm looking forward to meeting you because I listen
to everything. Oh, nice. Well, nice to meet you.
So, Lou, he's the greatest, right? I love this man. And so, by the way, the hair looks cool, man.
It looks just nice hair, man.
He's one of the coolest guys you ever want to meet. Seriously. One of the coolest guys you ever want to meet. So, but that's what today feels like, right? So, I haven't seen Lou in a year.
Right.
Right? Since all the COVID stuff and everything else. And it's like, we feel like we're back.
Yeah.
Right.
This is the first time I've been out
13
months.
First time out, 13 months.
All right.
Wow.
I mean, think about that. Yep. Yes. 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 We're getting there. And Lou says it, right? Like, this is the beginning of it, and then we'll be back, and we're almost there is right, man. And the Phillies, that signifies it's baseball, right? It's you're at a stadium. Exactly. Lou just said we're coming back to life.
Oh, I love that. Beautiful.
Lou, say hello to the people watching us on YouTube. One of the coolest guys you ever want to meet right here.
That's awesome.
Yes, I'll see you in a minute.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. So what do you expect? Let's talk about the game real quick. So what do we expect today? Nola strikeouts. His actual total 7.5.
That's a good question. I almost go under just because the Braves are a smart hitting team, right?
Yeah.
Like Freeman's not the traditional four hitter that's going to go down striking out three times and hitting two home runs. So I go under, but I like the Phillies today. I think I said it to you earlier in the show. I think a lot of home teams win today because a lot of these stadiums are going to have fans, and I think it's the first time they're playing in front of fans in a year, 2 years.
You think so, really?
Yeah, I really do.
Somebody just went yard.
Yankees did.
Is that the first home run of the year?
I think it was, yeah.
Somebody's excited.
My man has money on it, I think.
Yeah, somebody bet the Yankees.
Yeah, he did. I may have the Yanks in a parlay today.
Good for you, Judas.
Let's go Cole.
No wonder why you're all excited. I was like talking about the Jays, I like Toronto.
Garrett Cole, man. Stud.
No, good for you, man. Good for you. So, I like the Phils today, too. I think they win. I think Nola actually pitches well.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think a lot of the home teams are going to thrive today in front of home crowds, and I think the Phillies will be one. I think that place is going to sound like it's rocking.
So, I'm feeling, you ready? Boom, two hits.
I like that.
Two ribbies.
Dude, I love the
for
two ribbies.
Alec Boehm.
Does Hazley do anything today?
No.
Oh, man.
No. I'll give you Boehm.
Okay.
Be happy.
All right, I'll take Bohm. What about my man JT's going to do something. Place is going to go nuts when he gets introduced.
Bryce.
Oh, yeah, Bryce. But, I mean, this hashtag sign JT was trending all offseason.
No, yeah, yeah.
So I think that place is going to go
I'm excited.
It's going to go nuts.
Yeah. All right. Listen, that'll do it from Chickies and Pete's. We're back, baby. That's right. The Phillies and the Philadelphia fans. We're all back. Everybody, have a great day. Enjoy yourself. Stay tuned. Mikey Miss, Natalie Tyrone coming up next. Have a great one. We'll see you in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.